B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning. Thought I'd help you wake up.
It's 6 a.m. and you're listening to The John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Fresh off 4 hours and 21 minutes of sleep for me on the sleep monitor. John Kincaid Show begins here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I don't know about the rest of the boys, but they're working in a dark room. There's no lights on in the production room. So Coach and Pat are absolutely in a dark room.
Can't say a thing.
It seems like this is going to be a morning where we muddle on through with the excitement of the Eagles' first round draft. And we look forward to what happens in round two and round three. Bradford White Water Heaters bringing you the 6 o'clock hour of the John Kincaid Show. Bradford White here for the pro. So where do we begin today? A very relaxed day. Let's just put it this way right off the bat. I said I would do it, and I'm going to do it. Earlier on this week, I said I would start the show on Friday morning with an apology to Howie Roseman. And if you're the Mike of King of Prussias of the world, who obviously has made quite an impression on our audience, by the way, after yesterday's show, I would suggest to you sit this one out. It's okay to criticize a man when he does things and they suck. And certainly Howie Roseman has given you a lot of reasons over the years to say that really wasn't very good. The way he has handled the 2021 draft so far, nothing short of masterful. I said I would start the show with an apology. That if Chase and Pitts were off the board at 6, I think Howie played this perfectly. It happened. And when that 5th pick was coming off the board, I was wondering what Jamie Lynch was doing. I was wondering what he was thinking with Cincinnati. And when the pick went, I was like, okay, Howie played it perfectly. He went to 12. He picked up a number one for next year, but he wasn't done. Then we see the corners come off the board. So by the time it's even coming around to him, we know the two guys he probably could have targeted in the defensive backfield weren't going to be available. So what does he do? He knows who the Giants want. And obviously, sitting one spot behind the Giants, he knew that he wasn't going to get the guy he wanted in Devontae Smith. So he went and got him. And he gave up a second, third round pick tonight, the later one, gave that one up, and managed to get ahead of the Giants, got the player they wanted, screwed the Giants over again. I love it. Two critical picks to come tonight, but that's not the story. We react to last night. Howie Roseman, you knew better than everybody on sports talk radio in the town, the vast, vast majority of fans, and otherwise. You pulled off a great trade, and last night you pulled off a second great trade. And Devontae Smith, he's a hell of a player, and you bought him at a much more palatable price than if you had picked him at 6. And that's where we begin the John Kincaid Show today with Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan, the coach Eric Camille, Connor playing hurt this morning, and we appreciate him being in. And Mike directing the entire program on Twitch and YouTube as we get started today. Jamie, I wondered about you first of all, the Trey Lance pick, and we'll talk about that later because I want to get to what happened with the Eagles night. But when I saw Ja'Marr Chase go off the board at 5, I was only thinking, what if the Eagles had stayed at 6?
Yeah.
You and I would have been.
I tried to talk you down the other day. I said, John, I'm going to put you at ease. I'm going to put you at ease. Pitts and Chase are going to be gone. And I didn't actually believe it was going to be true, but I thought there was a good chance.
You did.
I thought there was a good chance of it because Cincinnati's Cincinnati, and they should be protecting their quarterback. But they went out and got a toy for Joe Burrow, and he's a phenomenal toy. But Howie must have had a good sense of that. And look, if I'm some idiot on sports radio and can predict that the Bengals are going to be the Bengals, I would sure hope that the GM of my football team knows a lot more than me.
Wait a minute. You don't sound like you're giving him. He read this draft.
No, he did. But like I'm saying, I'm giving him credit. Like if I can see that Cincinnati's going to be Cincinnati.
Yeah, but very few people read this. We never talked. We did not talk for the first 2 weeks. This trade happened 4 Fridays ago.
Yeah.
We never talked about Smith and Pitts both being off the board.
Oh, I did.
No, just till the other day. When we talked about it.
I had him in some of my mocks.
Yeah, but when the day it happened, this trade came in. We were killing this trade. You and I both killed it.
I didn't like it because I wanted Ja'Marr Chase, but I saw the value in it.
Yeah, but we were killing the trade because we thought they passed on Ja'Marr Chase. It ends up they didn't.
No, not at all.
And, which is fantastic.
And, you know, with the Giants taking Tony a little bit later there, he knew that they were going Devontae Smith again. He had a really good sense of what everybody was going to do. He played it perfectly. The fact Carolina took that cornerback then allowed Dallas to, you know, become a willing trade partner, which is all you needed. And it worked out perfect. You know, look, we're not going to know what Devontae Smith is at the NFL level for a while, but that was one of the best draft nights I can recall in recent memory.
That was like watching a high-tech chess game last night amongst 32 players.
Yeah.
Well, not, you know, honestly, not Jacksonville and the Jets as they sort of sat it out. But so many things, so many dominoes had to fall. But it does feel strange, Bob, but Howie played this perfectly. And there's no other way to spin it. And the Howie detractors are going to try to, oh, he still sucks. No, he played this great.
He did.
Two moves.
You know, you're sitting there at 12 and you watch Horn and you watch Surtain go and you're thinking, or at least I was, oh my God, what the hell are they going to do here? Because there's no way that Devontae Smith is going to be there. You're going to wind up with somebody, this city's going to go ablaze because you're going to wind up with somebody. If Justin Fields is there at 12, are you going to do that? You know, my mind started racing, and then you see the trade. And you say, okay, he did. He played it perfectly. And
twice. Twice.
Yeah, when you saw Pitts and Chase off the board before six, I giggled to myself and I thought, okay, I was wrong. Like you said, right, John, I was wrong. I didn't like going back down, but he did it perfectly. Tonight's telltale.
Yes.
You're going to have, especially that first pick, we were talking about some of the guys that are still available, but I'm excited for Devontae Smith. I said my head would explode, but it only leaked oil a little bit because of the fact that Pitts and Chase were both gone before six.
I can't even see Pat in there.
I can't see.
Pat, we cannot even see
it's
you
the
in
the same
there.
Amount of light we
no,
normally
it's not.
Have.
No, it's not. We can't see you in there. We honestly cannot see you.
I'm that short. That's the problem.
We cannot see in there. Your thought process on Howie Roseman on the 2021 draft in and of itself. Nothing else.
Pains me to say it. He did well.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say he pains me to say because I'm an Eagles fan. I'm happy that he did well. I'm more blown away that he actually lucked into this. And that's the thing.
I think
he lucked into it. I do.
That's a bunch of crap.
That's a bunch of crap.
History
tells you he lucked into this.
That's not fair.
It is fair.
It's not fair.
Matt Rhule helped out.
If another GM does this move, it's described as masterful.
Yes.
So that's a bunch of crap.
It's not a bunch of crap.
Yes, it is. He played it perfectly.
You're a bunch of crap.
He went with the fact that Cincinnati was going to give Joe Burrow the
little pile of crap.
And by the way, that he was now you find out, too, from the Bengals writers, that Joe Burrow was, beating people's ears off, saying, give me Chase.
Yeah, he knows what he's like.
And he knows the player.
Look, it's not a bad pick.
No, it's not a bad pick.
But they should be protecting Joe Burrow.
Well, I think they're going to do that. I think they'll address that the rest of the draft.
Sure.
But they got the guy. They got him a guy that he wanted.
I'm all for it. I know he needs protection. And when you saw this left knee looking the way it did the last time he was on a football field, it's gross. But I think you can get linemen. I think you can be okay.
That's an immediate connection. Yeah,
yeah. I would have done the exact same thing that Cincinnati did.
I think I would have been sitting there at five saying, the guy that I want to be my franchise quarterback for 15 years.
Yeah,
wants one of his college players to be his big toy.
And organizationally, they are horny for wide receivers.
It's the truth.
They're always taking them.
There you go.
Horny.
Yeah, they're horny for wide receivers, Bob.
Okay. I was just making sure I heard what you said.
No, yeah, horny.
Let's hear a little bit from Howie Roseman on about the draft board and how things went.
I think when we look at it, obviously we got a lot more work to do here tomorrow and Saturday, and it is definitely not shifting our focus or our philosophy. We stuck to our board on this. This is a guy whose grade stuck out, and this was one of the top players in the draft for the Eagles. We thought it was a great player, and we didn't want to bypass that to fill a need.
He's a great player. I said 12, I wouldn't have any problem with the value of getting him at 12. Yesterday I was like, okay, I would never have bought him at 6. Would never have paid the price at 6, but at 12, I thought it was good value. But the whole idea is you had to get ahead of the Giants. and the Giants reportedly just beside themselves because when they saw Dallas on the clock, they thought they were home free.
Yeah.
They thought they were home free.
This is so great because the tank not only cost the Giants the playoffs, it cost them Devontae Smith. It's just beautiful. New rivalry in town.
Here's a better one, too, from ESPN Dallas.
Suck on that one, Joe Judge.
ESPN Dallas saying the Cowboys never got a call from the Giants about moving up from 11 to 10.
I think when we made the trade from 6 to 12, we really had to make a list of guys that we would have been really happy to take at 12. I think that from March to draft day, a lot has changed. I think that at the time, maybe we thought there would be more quarterbacks, to be honest with you, going before we picked. At the same time, you know, we also had to project what would go in front of us and what we thought would go in front of us. And we talked about it, we talked about it with Dave on our site, that as much as we look at the mock drafts, even more importantly, we make sure that we do our board, and we have 12 players that we really like. Devontae was standing out on our board, his grade, the type of player he is, the type of person he is, and so we just want to make sure that we got him. We really just think he could be a difference maker on and off the field for our football team.
Howie's very excited this morning. He wanted to jump in early there.
He's
got
right
in there. He's so excited. And guess what? Great explanation. And a great explanation from Howie Roseman. It was a great night for him. And it was a great day 4 weeks ago when he made this trade and guys like me criticized him. And I always hold myself accountable. I absolutely was pissed about the trade. I absolutely thought they had passed on a generational talent at 6. I do not believe they did now. At 6, I do not believe they were getting a generational talent.
Yeah, it appears he read the top 5 right, and he got value. And with the Giants trading back from number 11 to 20 and getting as much as they did from Chicago, it at least puts the Eagles on an even keel as far as drafting next year with a division opponent. Because the Giants loaded up on draft picks for next year.
Yeah.
Giants will have 2 first rounders. Eagles will have 3.
Exactly. So not only did you do well last night in getting the immediacy, but for the future, you're also standing in a very strong place too.
Here's, if I'm the owner of the Giants, though, I'm pissed today. You mean to tell me Devontae Smith was the guy you wanted so badly?
Yeah.
Dallas is on the clock at 10.
And you don't call?
And you don't even make a call to say, we'll give you a 4th-round pick just to guarantee we get Devontae Smith. And according to ESPN Radio in Dallas, no call was made.
And if Devontae...
That's being asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, sure. And if Devontae was the guy the Eagles did like at 6... They essentially traded a 3rd-rounder for a 1st-rounder. That's an interesting way to look at it. That's an unheard-of value in the NFL. So, I mean, I hate to be the guy that's throwing bouquets at Howie, but A++ to be not only aggressive in getting value going back, but then to be aggressive to get the guy you wanted ahead of a division opponent. It's not very often we get to feel this good after a draft.
Let me just hear what Pete has to say. Pete, you're on the Fanatic. How are you feeling early this morning?
Fellas, I can't even put it into words. I'm ecstatic, to be honest. I love the Devontae Smith pick. I love the Devontae Smith pick since he was going top 5 earlier. And to be honest, it's crazy that we even traded the Cowboys. And my mind's racing, and I'm really happy about it. I'm so happy right now.
I love it. I mean, I love that you got a... Thanks, Pete. Have a good morning. Pete sounds a little tired, too.
Yeah, we're all a little
tired. Everybody sounds a little tired today. Is the dynamic playmaker that, I guess, DeSean Jackson part one...
Yeah, similar weight coming out.
But I mean, I think he's...
Playmaking ability.
I'll tell you this, I think he's...
He's got better hands than Sean.
I think he's... What everybody's saying last night... Now, I'm at PJ's in Newtown Square. The place... As soon as the trade was announced, there was trade with the Eagles, the whole place went nuts. And then everybody's sitting on pins and needles waiting for the deal to go down. When Devontae Smith's name was called, that place erupted.
Yeah.
Interrupted the joy of everything. But I had a bunch of people going, DeSean Jackson. I said, dude,
he's better.
He's so much better coming out of college than DeSean Jackson. He's better in everything.
The knock on DeSean Jackson was, late in his career, he learned how to run routes. Devontae Smith is going to put on a clinic in route running.
His route running is unbelievable. And I don't think we can sell short the fact that quarterback wide receiver have a little bit of a relationship.
Oh, yes, they like each other.
That is huge.
Did you hear too though the the scoring of his last two seasons route running better evaluated better than Julio Jones last games in the thing and Calvin Ridley, who are two of the best route runners in the entire National Football League.
Wow.
And that's incredible.
Yeah.
But that's a factory. That is a, you know, Howie wanted to be the quarterback factory. That was a factory. Were you in any way thinking that the Eagles made a move for Justin Fields? Did it cross your mind? At our table,
it crossed our mind. Totally.
And going, would he do that?
I didn't.
You did not.
I didn't think it. I thought it. I thought, oh my God, please don't tell me they're doing Justin Fields. And then I thought, no, he wouldn't be that bold.
See, I think the Bears are going to be so damn happy with what they did.
I like what they did.
Oh my gosh, I think they're going to be so happy that they went and got Justin Fields. I'm a big fan. Maybe I'm going to be way off on this one, like I was on Howie trading out of the sixth pick. But, Pat,
They needed a quarterback, so...
And they went and got the guy, and I don't think they paid a crazy premium for it.
So did anyone sit there and consider if Howie had sat at 12, not traded up, you'd be sitting there with a first-round pick for next season, the fourth first-round pick?
That is absolutely...
Because the Giants would have taken...
The Giants Devontae would have taken Smith. Devontae Smith.
And at 12, and that's that. Obviously the team that Howie was alluding to, wanting to trade back up and giving the first-round pick. And I don't know if anyone saw it, but Shefty yesterday tweeted out how there's a premium on 2022 first-round picks because teams figure that they'll have a better evaluation process because of COVID this year.
Sure.
So you would have had four first-round picks.
Three and a half.
Okay.
We can't count
the Colts.
You're right.
One yet.
Three and a half.
But I gotta tell you right now though, Pat, I'm totally fine where they're sitting.
Okay.
I am absolutely fine where I'd rather have Devontae Smith and three than not have Devontae Smith, and who would they have gotten to 20? And Kadarius Toney, he's fine. He's a nice player.
But they reach.
He's not Devontae Smith.
He's a nice playmaker.
That was a reach. I would say 20.
Rashad Bateman and Elijah Moore are better, in my opinion.
So you like them both better?
Yeah.
I would have thought Toney would have been a guy that somebody maybe would have traded in late in the first round to go get.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Giants played desperation last night.
They did. And it made me smile.
Let's see what Quaz has to say. Quaz, you're on the Fanatic. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I tell you, it makes it a lot easier saying that I'm Howie Roseman's number one fan. It makes it a lot easier to say it today.
Quaz, I'm just leading with I was wrong.
Good man.
Yeah.
Tonight, y'all, we looking for Asante Samuel Jr. At 37. No more Tyson Campbell. I think Asante. Asante's the ball hawk. I know he's a little smaller, but he's not handsy. When I looked at all the cornerbacks, he's the one who's not handsy. I will go with Asante. I just don't know if he's going to be there. I
got to tell you, Quaz,
Koromoa.
Watched a lot
Come
of...
Come on, oh, baby.
He's not going to go that far.
Come on, baby.
He'll never get that far.
Follow me.
I would love that. I got to tell you, Azeez Ojulari, don't look past it. I'd be very happy with it. I watched every snap of his college career.
A Georgia linebacker?
I'd be very happy.
I'm game with that.
I'd be very happy with that. Sideline to sideline, yeah. He'd be fine. He can be a disruptor. I would be fine with that. Asante Samuel Jr., I was telling Bob a little bit earlier, I never watched... He played on a really bad team.
They gave up a ton of points.
So I guess I have to trust that the scouts know they're looking at him and they like all that they see, because I did not see him look great in games, in a lot of games.
Yeah, it's tough to judge guys on a bad team.
They had no pass rush.
Yeah, exactly.
That had no pass rush. And I always worry about corners when you don't have a pass rush.
And you have to think just the name brings him up a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it was brought up on NFL Network last night that there was a couple of scouts saying if his name was Bill Jones, he's probably a mid-second round pick.
Yeah, could be.
Not a high.
Well, it's unfortunately a position of borderline desperation at this point.
You don't want to play the Giants, though. You don't want to be like the Giants last night.
But it's at least more in the range of what the Giants did.
And Pat pisses me off a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Because I never really, I didn't really give it that that line of thinking because that deal was on the table.
But then we don't have Devontae Smith.
I want Devontae Smith.
And
what's his number?
Six.
That pissed me off.
No,
apparently he's going to wear six.
So it is. Apparently six.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we're going to be calling our friends at to get a jersey.
You mean get on that one early? Over at Rally House?
I would rally it.
Oh my God!
I just rally.
He's excited.
I'm just thinking. I'm excited today.
Let him sing.
How about Chris in North Philadelphia? Chris, you're on the Fanatic. Good morning.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing, Chris?
Yes, Chris. Yes, yes. I just wanted to say that I'm kind of actually upset that the Cowboys traded with us instead of the Giants because I feel like they actually see the Giants more as a threat than us. So they try to fleece us. Instead of
the Giants never called.
Well,
the Giants, according to ESPN Dallas, the Giants never called. There was no call made, so it's not like anything of that. And who cares what Dallas thinks? Who gives a damn what they think? I think they helped the Eagles last night.
Eagles got better last night. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys helped the Eagles get better last
night. That's great.
And I don't believe. What's it going to be, pick 72 or 80-something? This is the pick they traded away, 83 or something?
Yeah, I think
I'm
so.
I'm not exactly...
Whatever.
I'm not sweating it. If you give me a good second
that
round...
That third became a first.
And we're going to... It did.
Do you think our former quarterback punched a hole in his wall, in his new Midwestern walls last night?
When Devontae Smith was announced?
And he goes, oh, now you go.
Now you're going to give me that,
all right, we will let you react. We're going to let you react all morning. The Sixers and the Hawks tonight... At 7 o'clock, we will get Bob Cooney to give you another betting tip because the other day, what did I not do? Listen to Bob. He said he had a really, really good feeling. Bob will give you a betting tip on that one. We will announce the winner of the Beat the Bro contest.
It wasn't hard.
Well, how about what there?
I sucked.
I think six people tied, though.
Yes,
so we have
did.
A random winner is going to be picked. And we got lots of opportunities for you to react all morning long. I know this. You can save time by ordering groceries and more from Walmart using fast delivery or free pickup. Use code WOWFRESH for $10 off your first order. It's a $50 minimum. Delivery fees and restrictions do apply. It is going to be a read and react morning. Plus, we're going to be talking about what goes on tonight. And Jamie's got some eyeballs on some people. And let's just say that there's going to be some discussion about getting two guys that can be immediate starters. But the Slim Reaper... is coming to town. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. So Mother's Day is almost here. Seriously, it's almost here, guys. We're 9 days away now. You got 9 days left. And Steven Singer, who I've been telling you about for weeks now, has got your back with his brand new rose color, the Sunshine Yellow Rose. It's awesome. Dipped and trimmed in 24-karat gold. These are real roses. They're going to last a lifetime with a lifetime guarantee. You get a free personalized gift message. You get fast and free shipping, and it will all get there in time for Mother's Day. I want you to go to IHateStevenSinger.com. And what I'd like you to do, though, is not just look at the roses. Now, the roses are fantastic. My wife is building a little collection of all her own in a crystal vase. She absolutely loves these things. They're beautiful, and they're a conversation piece, too. Everybody comments on them. Go now. Take advantage of it. IHateStevenSinger.com. But when you're there, check out all the fantastic jewelry he's got. Steven always is thinking about your budget. He's always thinking about giving you great quality at great prices and fantastic customer service. So go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Remember, lifetime guarantee on those roses, free personalized gift message, fast and free shipping in time for Mother's Day. Tell him Kincaid sent you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I feel the energy in the room. I feel it. Like I feel it changing. It's exciting. You get going and you wake up and you get rolling.
It was nice to not go What the hell are they doing last night? That felt good.
Unbelievable.
I was glad I didn't have to hear you say it today.
Yeah. John Kincaid Show here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Bob and Jamie and Pat and Coach. And we sent Connor home, who was having a reaction to his vaccine yesterday. So he, Connor busts his ass around here every single day. And only Bob was giving him a little grief, but you're just playing around. No. We wanted him to go home and get some sleep.
No, I really wasn't.
I mean, I played hurt.
Bob's, Bob's the tough.
No
Bob's
big deal,
the
Connor.
Tough. Who leaves? Bob's the tough coach.
You're here. You might as well stay.
The tough part's getting up.
I don't know. I'm just
no, good for Connor.
I'm 19. I'm 19 hours into my second shot.
How's the microchip feel? Does it feel right?
The microchip? I do think that maybe.
You can't get pregnant now.
I think
you know.
The Eagles program. I think the Eagles programmed it.
Oh yeah, it's a happiness.
And now it's like, you know, I've been programmed. Now I've come in today and I've admitted I was wrong like twice, and you know, so. I feel nothing. I feel less arm like stiffness than I felt last time too. I feel
good.
Nothing, which is
perfect.
Gonna be, but you know, I think everybody's body reacts differently.
Yeah,
it sure does.
And if you've had it before, I think you react differently. And you know, every case is unique here.
So everybody just. Take a story and take your rest and try to get yourself back on your feet as quickly as possible. Everybody out there, it was so exciting. And now tonight, I got to tell you, tonight I'm so excited. Now, when the first night of the draft goes well, then the second night becomes like you're feeling that greediness. Can the Eagles go and find some extra picks? It does seem, Jamie, you are correct with six. Devontae Smith with six.
It's his Twitter handle. The kid doesn't want to have to change his handle.
He doesn't have it yet, though.
Yeah, Khalil Tate, come into my office. Thank you for the number six jersey back. You can pick another number. Yeah.
Would you?
Who the hell's
Pat, would you take
wide receiver versus Arizona? Yeah, it's a complete project. Yeah. Probably practice.
I said the exact same thing that Bob just said.
Would you? Would you just take a jersey number away from a player?
Absolutely.
from this guy?
Yes.
Johnny doesn't even have his photo up on the team website.
I'm taking it from him.
Just take Bob. I mean, is this protocol?
Not taking. I mean, you know, there's a little discussion maybe. Hey, what's your name again? Where'd you go to school? Oh, yeah, I was the number one pick. I went to Alabama. We won the national championship.
Give me my number.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll take that number six off your hands right now. And if I'm Khalil Tate, I'm handing it over. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. No
yes,
problem.
Yes, sir.
Who could wear the stylish, crazy-looking Devontae Smith suit?
Certainly not me.
At the station.
I'm too fat for that.
I ain't neither.
Devon could.
Connor.
Devon could pull it off.
You think Connor could?
Nick Sirianni dresses a lot like Connor. They go to the small medium store.
Nick Sirianni.
He probably shouldn't do that. He's got a little.
No.
He's got a little move action like me.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
He's throwing the football in the parking lot. I swear to God, my eyes were. This sounds weird. We're on his ass to watch to see if the pants split because they were so damn tight.
I do, Pat.
I feel uncomfortable.
You think? What about?
I feel really awkward right
Chunas?
Now.
Could Chunas wear the suit? I'm trying to think. You have to be
Devon. I think Devon would. Yeah.
Devon. Well, Devon's cool.
Yeah.
Devon's cool. I mean, you know, would the suit make Chunas cool?
I think we're finding out that no one at the station could wear the suit.
Exactly. Nobody could pull it off. Every single person that I know covers SEC football. So last night I've got the phones just blowing up after the pick. And so many people are just like, you're going to love this kid.
Apparently he's a great kid.
Philadelphia is going to just love him. They're going to fall in love with Devontae Smith.
His attitude is, from the stories I've read on him, his attitude is incredible. You know, there was some stuff where he would hook up his teacher's kids to Alabama football games. He attended, like, all of his classes. He's got a great attitude,
never
great
missed
work.
Never missed a class for
him.
I mean, he's
please don't tell
guys.
Me he never got a B. I don't want to hear it.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
No, he just showed up. The fact that he showed up to a class at Tuscaloosa.
He was known. One of the big things I loved is that they were reading off the one scouting report last night on one of the pregame shows about things that they had on players. This is before Devontae Smith's an Eagle. Known by the general student body, he was the number one guy of the top players in the draft. Where they're on the campus.
See him in cafeteria hanging out.
That the general student body knew Devontae Smith, that he interacted with, he wasn't an elitist.
Yeah.
He interacted with the regular students. He was one of the guys. He was he worked group projects with kids, not football players.
I'll have to text Kyle like to see if he and J.C. Horn ever hung out together.
I'll tell you this. I love J.C. Horn.
I do,
but
too.
But were you a little surprised that Horn went before?
It makes me think
they're
he's
both,
real.
They're both really talented.
I trust Matt Rule's eye enough on defensive players that I go, oh, yeah, Horn must be, he must be real deal.
He's real deal. Fun to watch.
He is. He's an acrobat.
And he's physical. He's tough.
And that's what Rule likes.
He closes and delivers.
Yeah.
He would be wearing, for those people who've never watched the kid play, he will deliver. He would have been a single-digit player at Temple for Matt Rule.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Because he has closing speed, and he comes with an attitude. He's going to knock you out.
If there's a 50-50 ball, he's that kind of guy you describe. If he doesn't catch it, nobody else is either.
I mean,
he's tough.
I would have been so fine with him or Surtain.
Yeah.
Either one of them, I would have been like, great. I'd be just as enthused as I am today. And again, a gentleman says here, he goes, you said a few weeks ago you wouldn't have taken Devontae Smith at 6. I said, no, I would have traded back to get him. And I said, at 12, I was fine with taking Devontae Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want him at 6. I wouldn't have picked him at 6. I just wouldn't have.
You didn't need to. Well, you saw it with the Raiders last night. They took, who the hell did they take? The kid
Leatherwood. Alex Leatherwood.
You could have traded back and gotten him.
You could have.
And Howie understands that.
As long as somebody wanted to go back.
As long as you find your partner.
You could have gone back for Leatherwood 8 spots.
Yeah. And how, like, when I say that Howie has a good, look, his talent evaluation and picks in the past is pretty horrendous, but his understanding of value and trades and when to be aggressive, like, that I think he gets an A on. It's his draft picks that suck.
Well, right now, I will say to you right now, and it is the declaration, any BS, caller, fan, or otherwise, if for some reason Devontae Smith doesn't turn out, then do, and if someone blames Howie Roseman for it, shut up. Just shut up, because everybody across the board is like, this guy is a spectacular pick, spectacular value at 10. So he did exactly something that was great, and he maneuvered perfectly to get him. So if in retrospect, 4 years from now, we're going, boy, Devontae Smith fizzled out. Don't blame the general manager who brought him here.
No, you did exactly what you had to do to get the exact guy that you had to get. Because think about it. If he goes, if Devontae Smith goes and the Eagles are still sitting there twiddling their thumbs at 12, where are you going?
Probably trading back.
By the way, though.
I know. Like, it could have gotten really deflated. Weird. Then today is very deflating.
So they took Micah Parsons ends up with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And if you believe the one.
They kind of got screwed because they had to take him more or
they
less.
They did. They had to.
Because they needed defense and they there was nobody else.
Quarterbacks were gone.
Yeah.
And now you're hearing that nobody was in line to take Micah Parsons, like he got that so many teams in that neighborhood had taken him off their draft.
Wow, perfect fit for the Cowboys.
Exactly, you got a guy that I'm telling you this. We don't know what the story is, and I hope Micah Parsons has a spectacular pro career. I think as good
talent wise, he's phenomenal.
But I to get that negative a reputation in NFL draft circles, these guys have PIs.
Uh-huh.
There's something going on there.
By the way, there's something there. Before Devontae lands on number 6 jersey,
yeah.
Koromoa, I believe, wore number 6 at Notre Dame. So let's just.
No. I don't think
linebackers wear single digits. Was that part of the change in numbers?
I don't think you're getting JOK tonight, though.
Let's hope.
Isn't there some developmental linebacker from UTEP that we can take instead?
Taylor?
Pat, I'm not going to let your air of negativity
it's the second day.
Enter into this.
Let's party, Howie.
No, let's not do it. Okay, Austin in Glassboro joins us here on The Fanatic. Good morning, Austin. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good morning, guys. I tweeted you guys last night saying we finally got an SEC guy. And
Isn't that nice?
So excited. Yeah, that's me.
They shopped in the aisle we've been begging them to shop in.
Yeah, instead of Dollar Tree, they went to Trader Joe's. I just want to pick your mind on seeing later on in the draft, 2 through 7, should they do best player available or should they go for need? And Jamie, before, like, San Francisco, like, actually, like, picked Trey Lance, I was listening to Sirius Radio, and they're saying that the betting odds were going up. So what did the bettors know that we did?
Yeah, what does something leak there? Thanks, Austin. We appreciate you.
I just don't think Mac Jones made sense from the start.
That was the biggest, and I said it all week long.
Yeah.
There was no way Kyle Shanahan was saying, I'm trading to three to go get Mac Jones. He wasn't doing that. Mac Jones ended up being the biggest smokescreen of this draft. People talking about Mac Jones being taken in the top 10. Everybody, that ended up being the biggest bunch of BS.
Yeah, I thought it was between Lance and Fields. I had him taking Fields yesterday, but apparently, you know, I think Lance, I was texting with a former NFL player last night, we all know. I think he's played in, what, 18 games?
Yeah, 17.
Name dropper.
Least number.
There's no name.
Mystery dropper.
Just say we all know.
I think Mitchell Trubisky was the last quarterback drafted that high that threw less passes.
And this guy was saying, he was like, he's just kind of like, this quarterback process is such a joke. And it's nothing against Trey Lance. It's just like, 18 games and you're going to trade away your franchise future for this kid? I hope he works out for them. Ball's on the table.
I told you that Kyle Shanahan, I will, as much as I had disdain for him, I will trust his analysis
of
quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
I'm going to trust that he sees something there.
Sure.
That looks. If he isn't the brightest offensive mind in the NFL,
18 games at Division I AA.
Isn't it amazing?
It's incredible. Quarterback desperation in the NFL is...
You know, though, those guys from 1AA, though, they never do... Big fish, little pond never affects... Oh, yeah, it does. Sometimes it does.
There was some guy named McNair who did pretty well.
Yeah, he did. Steve did all right.
Did all right.
He did all right. He absolutely did. I love the fact that we got to come in today and be happy.
Yeah,
that's nice. I was like, come on, let's be happy. I watched a bar of people last night, and it was packed.
More importantly, how were the wings?
Oh, the wings were fantastic. Ooh. Hot honey.
Oh, yeah.
Hot honey.
That's the go-to.
And I'm real pissed off that my little cousin Matt, 6'5" Matt, can eat like a freaking horse.
I hate those people.
He probably can hit a golf ball about 300 yards, too, right?
Oh, he hit in the woods.
Yeah, but his baseball takes your trash.
I mean, seriously,
he doesn't want robo arms.
I honestly, instead of the Phillies having him in sales, I think they should have him in. They should think about center field. He's got some wheels. Put him in center field.
I'm willing to try anything in center field at this point.
Oh my
Vince
gosh.
Velasquez, come on down.
Devontae Smith.
My gosh.
Yeah, Devontae Smith might be able to play.
Oh my gosh!
So you guys talked about how they finally shopped in the right aisles for this going to Alabama. Do you want to take a guess how many? Like, this snapped a streak of how many picks between Alabama players?
Oh, man.
What, for the Eagles?
I was looking this up.
Okay, get it to me.
It's not Sharon Stacy was
no,
the last
no, just,
one.
No, take a shot how many picks.
Oh, how many total
how many
draft
total
picks?
Since the last time they've taken an Alabama player.
85.
147.
Wow, I was going to go lower than both of them. I was going to say like 69.
Jamie's the closest.
I was going to go higher.
2002, oh, wow. Freddie Millins.
Are
who could
you
forget?
Kidding me?
Yeah. 156 picks.
Wow.
20
wow.
drafts ago?
I was 9 off. Not bad.
Okay, so, wait a minute, though, Pat. In the Eagles' defense, it's not like Alabama wins. I'm sorry.
No, and you know, it's funny. It's when Freddie Millins win. Got taken, Alabama was not Alabama. Oh, Alabama was trash.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, after Alabama turned into Alabama... That's when the Eagles decided, yeah, we're not in the Alabama business.
By the player at the place where they need to be bought. The Giants didn't. The Eagles did. I still think the Eagles did, but they had to get ahead of the Giants.
Yeah.
I think where the Giants were going to buy Devontae Smith is perfect. I think it's absolutely perfect.
His over-under in Vegas, I believe, was 11.5.
And it's right where it was. Mm-hmm. And the Giants had the chance to grab him, and the Eagles just made the bold move to get ahead of them, which is just
I love it.
Is just so awesome. It has nothing to do, by the way, with the Cowboys think that the Eagles were the better, again, so I found the thing from ESPN Radio in Dallas. Their reporter who covers the Cowboys, no calls reportedly were made.
No call!
No call! No call in the blue paint!
I'm not...
How could you, if I'm the owner...
No
of the,
call!
If I'm the owner of the Giants today, I am so pissed.
Yeah.
I am so pissed. I'm like, you wanted this guy. This is the guy. You thought he was in your lap. You could have given up a later round. I would believe to go 11 to 10, you're probably giving up a fourth. But if the Eagles offered a third, you would have had to do it.
Sure.
I do it.
Yeah.
You can't let that happen.
No, not your division opponent.
I like how last night when the Eagles made the trade with Dallas, they went to the Dallas War Room and there was that just the one lady sitting there like, uh-oh, the camera's on me. Can somebody come sit here?
You know what else was great? When the
were they on the cruise ship last night? Because I couldn't tell.
I don't know. I couldn't tell
either. Like that last year. Remember last year? They were on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
By the way, how dumb is Roger Goodell's chair?
They come up with these little things.
I thought it was harmless.
Texted you last night, John. Because when they brought, I told these guys this on the walk. When they brought the Eagles fan up, it was a lady sitting there. Goodell walks out like he did to everyone. And I guess he showed them the pic or told them or whatever. This lady just kept talking to him and talking to him and talking to him. And I was going to text you and say, is that one of your family members?
I don't think it was. I loved it. Like to
it was
me,
a fun draft.
To me, I found last night to be highly entertaining. I thought they did a great job, but here's the one thing. I don't need the first pick to come at 8:26.
Yeah, that's absurd.
I don't need...
Egan's on my side now. He's got the old man TV time hate running through his veins.
Jamie definitely rubbed off on me yesterday. You heard that correctly.
Hate run through you, Pat.
Look, you guys bond the way you want to. Me and Jamie will bond the way we want to.
Really.
But it was ridiculous. We finally get the third overall pick. Like, basically, the pick that we actually don't know is coming, because we knew the first two picks.
Sure.
At 8:45.
The
commissioner is taking his time like a guy going to get a beer at a ball game to get up to give the pick.
I don't need, by the way, Urban Meyer, let it be known. When Urban Meyer in the conference says, after they got done with the concert, we were finally able to
Urban's
get
not a Kings
player.
Of Leon fan?
Was anyone after last night?
Seriously.
They're a good band, but I didn't need to see them last night.
Really?
I liked them, but not
at
my
NFL draft.
No.
Guess what? That's for the people in Cleveland.
Yes.
And guess what? That should be at 7:45.
Sure.
That should be on like a pre thing.
You could start the concert at 7:45 in the morning. Let them play for 8 hours, but get the damn draft started at 8 o'clock.
Back in 2004, and this is why Jamie's defending it, he used to put that song on and make whoopee to it.
Oh,
and
hell
then he would
yeah.
tell the girl that sex was on fire, baby.
Yeah. I just was like, that's 8:26. I didn't need it. And it's clear that they were told not to.
Yeah.
Not to go with the first pick that quick. It is, but it was, I thought last night was spectacular.
One of my favorite moments was when Justin Fields and his family clearly got the call from Chicago and they all walked off screen and they're just showing the empty couch with a dog toy
on
it.
And then they walked back in like they were going to an executioner. By the way, I gotta find out what was going on there, because I think Justin seemed very put off.
He looked pissed.
Like that's all right. Yeah, now he's going to come with the I got a chip on my shoulder.
I wonder if he got some maybe false promises at 3.
I wonder.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. You tell me that Kyle Shanahan would be a deceitful SOB? Yes.
Because I saw some tweets yesterday that basically said, wink, wink, Justin Fields will be just fine where he's picked.
I think Justin Fields is going to. I think the Chicago Bears got themselves a quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's going to take a little bit, but I think I think he's going to be really good.
Who will they start this year?
Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, Justin Fields will win that in camp.
You think he'll win it in camp?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if that might be their plan, though.
Well, then they're dumb.
Well, no, I don't mind. You know, we're all
Justin Fields. He's played big time college football in a pro system for 3 years.
I'd let him see the game a little bit.
Well, wait, man, not the pro system for 3 years, because remember he was at Georgia backing up
2 years,
and again he got the one, and then he ditched out. Then he ditched out.
He played two under Ryan Day.
Then he went to Ohio State. But at Georgia, Georgia's looking at themselves saying. They look at that situation.
Yeah, they screwed up.
Well, when you go to the national championship game and lose in overtime and your freshman quarterback, Jake Fromm, walked off the field with the lead in overtime.
I guess it's tough.
You can't say, oh yeah, we're gonna bring in Justin Fields and he's gonna be the guy. You'll get
Alabama
killed.
Alabama did it.
You'll get killed. Well, no, that was a little different because he got yanked in the national championship.
Yeah, Jalen.
He got some exciting stuff.
It worries me though that the Bears gave up a first round pick for next year to the Giants, because the Bears aren't going to be a good football team. I don't think they're going to be very good.
Like 500?
They got a good defense.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the
But if they go with Justin Fields, they're going to be growing pains. I think
show me that smile again. They'll be middle of the pack, Cameron team. Yeah, they'll be middle of the pack. Don't waste another minute on your crying, Pat. We're nowhere near the end.
Oh,
the best is ready to begin.
Is ready to begin.
Yes.
Yeah. The Giants trade each other.
As long as we've got each other, you know. All right, we got to stop this.
You guys want to be alone? Because Jamie and
I bonded with Jamie.
Now I'm bonding with John. All right.
There you go.
Oh my god, crap.
It was a crazy draft night, and we love everybody on YouTube and on Twitch.tv this morning. We appreciate you. I'll check out some of your comments coming up. We'll share some of your thoughts about what you think that has gone on there. We'll get to those. Jamie and Devon tonight with draft lines.
Yes.
Tonight.
So PA can't bet on the draft. I believe it's a state law with, so it's not a DraftKings thing, but Jersey can.
Jersey can.
So you Jerseyites, me and Devon might have some draft props flowing tonight.
And check it on out, and you will see all the exciting things. And two, the over-unders on seasons, I'm actually interested to see how some of the team's over-unders are affected by what happened last night.
Mm.
What do the NFL, the betting odds makers think about teams? And did the Eagles improve themselves? We'll get to some of that. Plus your calls, too, at 610-632-0975. John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, you know I love betting on basketball because I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Listen, if you want to parlay a player into a game, you can do that. Check out Joel Embiid tonight. He's going to go off tonight. You can look at his numbers, bet them with the game. It's a parlay. It's fun. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just place a bet, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 inside credit if you don't win. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 inside credit back each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. You heard me right, every day. That's why I bet on FanDuel. The app is so simple to use. They have fast withdrawals, live betting, and special promotions. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try a same-game parlay and use promo code Bob at sign-up. That's promo code Bob. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
John Kincaid Show, 7 o'clock hour coming your way. Brought to you by our friends at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. You can download it at parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code Fanatic. We appreciate you being a part of the show today. Tell your family, tell your friends. For all of our YouTube folks and everything in Twitch.tv, I was reviewing some of that, looking at it there. Let's get to our Tell a Friend promotion, one of our last qualifier potentials that we've got here in our Tell a Friend contest. One of the last opportunities we've got. Am I tap dancing enough?
I know, right? I love watching Egan squirm because it's probably a computer issue.
You don't want him to squirm.
No, because I've been there and it's a computer issue.
Our perfect show just ended.
Son of a... All right, here we go.
Yo.
7 o'clock hour, Tell a Friend name. Marcello Affitt of Levittown. Marcello Affitt of Levittown, PA. You call us at 215-263-0975.
Levittown won't let us down, John, unlike Delco.
Delco is
0 for 2. Delco's really disappointing.
Delco's 0 for 2.
I thought that was a sure thing.
Marcello Affitt of Levittown, Pennsylvania, 215-263-0975. And we will award a winner today at 945 because we're there for you. See if you can be a winner. Get one more qualifier into this thing, and then we got one more chance for one more person to qualify a little bit later on in the show. So as we start the 7 o'clock hour, the Slim Reaper.
It's a great nickname.
People are like, what's the Slim Reaper? I'm like, The Slim Reaper. He's the Slim Reaper. I see a lot of debate. One is, man, I'm trying to think of who it is here because I was looking at there. I can't tell who the person is. They are just totally negative on the pick of Devontae Smith. First of all, there's nobody who believes at 10 Devontae Smith was overdrafted. Nobody.
No.
So the Eagles didn't overdraft somebody. They didn't reach for somebody. Any comparisons to DeSean Jackson and Devontae Smith coming out of college? Again, you didn't watch college football. That's all I can say. You didn't watch it. There's no comparison between the two players. Every single thing that the scouts would rate them on, Devontae Smith is rated higher. So the talking point of DeSean Jackson, I realize he played here. I realize he had his two tours of duty here. DeSean Jackson is... Devontae Smith is an entirely different field as a player.
Yeah, well, I said yesterday when we played our little game of what would you take yesterday or the day before, I'll take a DeSean Jackson career out of Devontae Smith.
Sure.
Especially the first run with the Eagles.
I won't.
Not enough.
No, not enough. And also, too, not enough to... I don't want to disrupt... I want Devontae Smith to be an Eagle, have his career as an Eagle.
Right, I mean, if his production...
I don't want the bullcrap of DeSean Jackson.
No, he's talking about the production on the field.
But that's part of his career.
Well, I'm just talking about the field. But his production is good.
And there's nothing about his work ethic or anything like that that tells me he's going to be DeSean Jackson. So I feel pretty good about that. So I'm fine with
that. Yeah, but if he gave you... He said DeSean had... 5 seasons over 1,000 yards.
Love it.
You know, close to 60 career touchdowns. If Devontae Smith gives you that, it's an unmitigated success.
There's no overdrafting. There's no negative. Now, some of the discussion on YouTube is the idea that Micah Parsons seems to have been a popular choice from a lot of people. What I don't know, Micah Parsons from Adam. I don't know anything about him. But as you saw, and as was reported by many of the insiders, he was on a lot of people's don't touch list.
Yeah.
And to me, that's enough. I'm not taking someone that high in the draft where you've got character questions and issues and stuff that when the NFL sends in the SWAT team to find out everything they know about you and then they don't like you, that's usually because, Pat, they've got some evidence.
Usually, at times, yes. Sometimes those character issues end up working themselves out. The guy ends up turning a corner.
Warren Sapp.
Exactly. Sometimes end up being Warren Phillips.
Yep.
I must say, I was a little envious because it was a Dallas Cowboys pick, as Jamie said. They draft linebacker, and I thought, oh, it would be nice to be a fan of a team that valued that position.
Okay.
But
I'm not taking Micah Parsons.
I think you need to trust your PIs.
Yes.
Yeah, if I have that red flag, I'm not going there.
No.
With him. He could very well turn out to be the best defensive player taken in this draft.
He could be Warren Sapp. Like Warren Sapp was drafted 12th or 14th.
Yeah, he could wind up being that playmaking linebacker that is just a pain in the ass every time he played that
team.
Well, with the Eagles pick, but then you'd have to look at it, Devontae Smith.
I'm talking it into existence.
Whatever Devontae Smith does, you're looking at that being with the Cowboys pick. And in turn, they both... Screwing the Giants is always it's always a great thing.
I was texting Giants. My Giants buddies last night and just razzing them.
You have Giants buddies? Oh, yeah, you went to
a lot of New Yorkers and Mets fan. Ugh. Yeah, I'm a huge Mets fan. You know,
and
me.
And you do wear Mets colors.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Sean in Swedesboro joins us on the Fanatic. Sean, what's going on this morning?
I just wanted to talk about the draft.
Sure.
Yeah. And by the way, where are you from? Because I know you're the new voice here in town. You're
Broomall, Pennsylvania.
Broomall, okay.
the mean streets of 19008.
I got you. Hey, my mom's family's from Upper Darby. Ever hear that?
Yes. That's the wrong side. That's the wrong side.
Where my mom's family's originally from.
Upper Darby, really?
Yeah, yeah. The Bumgardners.
Man, see that?
The Bumgardners, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Jim Croce, you know that guy, right?
Yes,
no one cares.
Okay, let's get to Sean. What do you got for me?
Listen, they took the right pick, right? You agree?
Okay, I do believe they got the right pick, and I believe I would not have picked him at 6. I would absolutely have bought him at 12, and I'm okay with buying him at 10 to screw the Giants.
Well, then they did a good job, and it's the first step, right?
Yes. Okay. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the first. We're looking for the first step. We're looking for some joyous reasons on a first step. And as we started the show today, I was wrong. It's flat out wrong. When that trade went down that Friday afternoon, I was so pissed. And we came in.
Well, that's because we knew how good Ja'Marr Chase is going to be. That's why.
Well, yeah.
It just shows why we are who we are but he knew
he could give up the sixth pick and be fine because they weren't getting him.
Because since he's horny, as we said, horny for wide receivers.
When those two went before six, I really was thinking in my head because I took a shower right before the draft of the scene in Goodfellas where he's standing there and banging the wall. Howie! Yeah. Oh, I was like, way to go, Howie. Because if one of those guys was there at six, I was legitimately going to be ticked off. But
I would have too.
Yeah.
I would have had.
Yeah, it would have sucked.
Little,
it would have sucked.
A little tear in my IPA would have dropped down.
What kind of IPA were you?
Yeah, what were we doing?
I don't know. I didn't pick it. I just asked for it.
I did the same thing yesterday at McCluskey's when we went.
Yeah,
I just said, McCluskey's. Yeah.
Isn't it nice? You like McCluskey's?
Oh, we had a good time.
Nice little joint there.
Yeah.
Hey, whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Was any you were parked on Bong Boulevard.
Did you know that?
That was Bong Boulevard.
Connor and I drove together, so we were kind of looking like, where do you think the place is? Where is it?
And they said, where was it? I'm like, it's right there on the corner.
But it's kind of not. Yeah, if you don't know the place, it's not really noticeable.
Yeah, if you don't know,
but
it's a giant.
Yeah.
Giant store and a giant sign.
Yeah, so it's a nice little area over there.
You visit every time you go over there, right?
Yeah, I asked for the King Kush. The John King Kush.
Come on, if they were smart, they'd market something there.
It's definitely not a mellow high that I get from that.
Unbelievable. It gets you a little more frenetic.
Yeah, it gets me a little more amped.
Every time a TV
way theme, more focused than I need to be.
Every TV theme song. Look, aren't you? Wait a minute. Let's close the curtain. This morning, by my standards, how loosey goosey is today?
Oh yeah, no. Today you're ready to take your pants off and have some fun.
I mean, completely loosey goosey.
But that's what happens when Ja'Marr Chase and Kyle Pitts goes before six.
So the kids didn't have any homework last night.
Why do pants have to come off?
No,
why are you bothered by that?
Nobody likes to pitch tents, Bob.
I don't like when there's five guys in here. If you're one of us, talking about taking our pants off.
If you're one of us, you'll take your pants off.
I don't want to be
don't
one of
you. Don't be weird.
I don't want to be one of you.
Draft lines tonight with Jamie and Devon. And just quickly before we get to more of this NFL draft talk, I'm concerned about the top seed for the Sixers. I'm concerned.
It took a hit last night, too.
Yeah, because Giannis twists an ankle.
Yeah, so Giannis twists an ankle.
They play Sunday and Tuesday.
Milwaukee twice. I don't know if you chance throwing him out there with a wonky ankle. You got to catch Brooklyn, and I don't.
Well,
I mean,
Brooklyn's shown you that, you know, it might not matter to them.
Well,
and they might rest some guys too.
Sunday, here's Brooklyn coming up after they play the Trailblazers tonight. Sunday at the Bucks. Sunday at the Bucks. Tuesday at the Bucks. Thursday at the Mavericks, Saturday at the Nuggets. That's their last four road games of the year. Oh, and then they're at the Bulls. So they've got a five-game road trip coming up after tonight. I don't see a lot of L's there. Sixers are going to have to ball out. And all they have to do is tie them.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned. I'm getting concerned about this.
I'm okay. So that five-game trip, Milwaukee. I say Giannis comes back that second game at Dallas and at Denver.
They split those, right?
They split those. So there's two losses there.
There's two losses. I don't see any other losses.
Sixers go 9-1 to finish out the season. So that's a tie.
Yeah, the Sixers.
There it is.
Schedule is.
Feel better, John?
Sixers, no. I'm not liking. Sixers would have to go 9-1.
They will. No,
that's very possible.
Yeah.
You think so?
Look who they're playing.
It sucks.
Hawks tonight.
Yeah, there's a one.
At the Spurs is definitely potential. At the Bulls is not a pencil it in.
Win.
At the Rockets is an easy one.
Win.
Pelicans home. Pistons
win.
Home.
Win.
At the Pacers.
Win.
At the Heat.
Win.
No. And then two of the Magic.
I'm
not liking the math.
I won $50 off a guy off Twitter last night, so I'm going to let it roll here,
what?
Bobby. Where am
what?
I going?
Why?
So I said the Eagles were going to trade up, or at least were interested in it, and he told me I was dumb, and I said, no, you're dumb.
And then he said,
no, you're done.
Oh, so you had to mature back
yeah.
and forth.
No, it actually ended great. We're frenemies. And he said, if the Eagles trade up, I'll send you $50. And I, you know, when the Eagles traded up, I hit him up with my Venmo and said, here's my account.
No, he didn't.
He sent the money.
Are you serious?
He said, I'm a man of my word. $50. Boom. So I got $50 to play with tonight.
Money. Where's the charity he's going to donate it
to? Yeah, I was going
to
say, I wouldn't take that.
The charity is, do I lay the Sixers tonight, Bob?
Well, I'm telling you.
Sixers are given 9 tonight. This is a, in my opinion, see who's playing game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I think just on the line. Just on the line, he means.
This better not be a freaking load management.
No. I mean for the other team mostly. I don't know if Trae Young comes back tonight.
I don't think Trae comes back tonight.
The one thing that leaves me a little, given the 9 points, there was a little, Chris Dunn threw a little shove and kind of made it a little something, and then Trae Young gets a technical on the sideline. Not that I think it carries over like, oh, it's a revenge game, but just keep an eye out who's playing tonight.
Yeah. Let's look for Marcello Affet.
Come on, Marcello.
In Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But the other people who've already qualified this week, they're saying, Marcello's sleep
call.
In the spot. They're saying sleep in
Speaking
the
of charities, did you see what Najee Harris did last night? No. It was so freaking cool.
Other than end up exactly where I told you we were talking about going, and he's going to end up being a spectacular player.
He threw a draft party for the kids at the orphanage he spent some time in growing
up. Wow, that's awesome. Okay, that's
how cool is that? Phenomenal story.
That
it, like,
a great story.
It brought like a little, I was like, somebody cutting
that
onions
a
in here?
Great story.
Yeah. Right?
Gosh. Did they bring in families to pick? Like, did they bring in, like some of the kids to get picked?
I don't think so. I think it was back in California where he's from.
It wasn't a thing where they were trying to find
them. It came out afterwards. No,
it wasn't like they were trying to find them homes.
No. Oh, okay. It's where he spent some time.
That is awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
What a great story.
Yeah, that is great.
Let's see. Okay, I don't want to derail with Mark. Mark, quickly. Mark and the Sixers. We're talking draft, but I want to get you in here, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
Good, Mark.
So, one quick thing, two things with the Sixers. Number one, the big three in Brooklyn, they've only played 6 or 7 games together. So I think that's really going to hurt them in the playoffs. I think it's going to hurt them because I don't think they're as healthy as
okay.
you want to make
but what
it
does that
eight.
Have to do with the Sixers?
All right. So now I'm going to go back 3 weeks, John, right? So I've already got my balloons. I've already got all my decorations ready because you told me 3 weeks ago that if the Sixers were within a game or tied on May 1st, that the Sixers had 1 out of 8 against playoff teams in May, and Brooklyn had 4 out of 8, so it was a done deal.
I thought now so. That, now that wait. Giannis, wait a minute, Mark. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Mark, that I didn't know Giannis was going to turn his ankle. For God's sake. I didn't know Giannis, the most important player on Milwaukee was going to turn his ankle.
You should have.
I should have known that. You're right. Mark, you're right. And you know what he said on the thing here? Kincaid's being hypocritical.
No, I wrote that.
Sometimes the caller doesn't match. Please don't bring down the Zen, for God's sakes.
Come on, Egan.
Well, I mean, you said May 1st, and it's May 1st. Now you're
a piece of crap.
Now you're a little scared.
Chuck in North Carolina joins us. Good morning, Chuck.
I just want to say I'm riding to work this morning with a smile on my face. Very happy with what the Eagles have done.
Love that.
I just spoke to my twin brother. He's a huge Carolina fan. He's very happy with their pick. His son, the big football player, he said he was so joyous about J.C. Horn. He wanted J.C. Horn over Surtain. So, you know, me and him are both riding for talking. We're both happy. So I hear you guys are happy. I was so excited to get up and hear how happy y'all were. I'm just a happy Eagles fan on a Friday.
But Chuck, wait a minute. Were you and your brother like separated at birth? You went to different families? How did he become a Carolina fan and you're an Eagles fan?
Well, because we grew up Braves fans. And when the Chipper Jones and all them kind of went, we kind of went with it, and we decided to go to football, and we're both from North Carolina, so he went Carolina, and then I saw a Philly game with, or a Syracuse game with Donovan McNabb, wherever he goes, that's where I'm going. So,
all right, Chipper called me an idiot,
where
so that's
the right. history is.
Thanks, Chuck.
Larry.
I love Chipper. Okay, let's see who's on the line. Marcello or Marcello?
Marcello.
Yeah.
We got a qualifier here. Marcello, this is the best thing about qualifying on Friday. You only have to wait till 9:45 a.m. this morning to find out if you're our big winner.
All right.
Do you know what you win?
No, I don't.
How about this? None of the people who call know what they're going to win. So how about this? You and the person who nominated you are going to get a 24-hour rental of a Slingshot auto cycle from Philly Slingshot Rentals, a night out in the town in a chauffeured Rolls Royce, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals. You're each going to get $250, and you're each going to get a bundle of three of the Mishka's premium vodkas. How about that?
Oh, my. That's awesome.
Zach nominated you. So you knew Zach. So you and Zach could be styling and profiling with this great prize.
Been great.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold to make sure they got you. And we have one more qualifier potentially to come at 9 a.m. this morning here on The Fanatic. That's pretty good. Mikey, Mrs. Dog was adorable. By the way. Misha?
Shima.
Very good girl.
Oh, my gosh. She's
well behaved.
You know what, though? With Mike and I did the 4:30 to 5:30 yesterday in the room together.
She didn't make a sound.
She laid on my feet. That dog is so adorable.
Left a big dog hunt.
That dog is so adorable.
Yeah, she really is.
She laid right on my feet. I was like, this dog's really...
I wish we could have a dog in the studio all the time.
Well, Nikki Foles is coming.
All right, good.
I said, guess what? If Mike Messinelli gets to bring Misha... Then Nikki Foles, when Shima. She moves up, Shima.
Where's Misha come?
The dog is
a Shiba Inu.
A Shiba Inu?
Yes.
Okay, that's
the official dog of Japan.
Not Sheena Easton.
The official dog of Dogecoin.
Yes, it is the face of Dogecoin. Yeah.
That is correct.
It's the official dog of the Mike Messinelli show.
Yeah. I'm all for Nikki Foles coming in, hanging out with us.
No, the thing is, though, she's going to just want to sit in your lap.
That's fine.
So you got to just...
Allergies.
She's a Shih Tzu. Or Shih Tzu? Is it Shih Tzu, Shih Tzu. Or Shih Tzu? I don't know what
I think it's a Shih Tzu.
And you breed that with a bulldog, John, and you get
there's no Bob you cannot be allergic to, I believe. I think she's one of those dogs that's...
She's non-allergenic?
You are, I don't know,
hypoallergenic.
What's Dog the Bounty Hunter up to? Can we get him?
I don't know.
Just kind of stand there and hang out?
He looks sort of homely. Looks sort of crazy looking, right? He's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm sure we can get him.
Hey, draft lines tonight with Jamie and Devon. So you get plenty of more. Now.
And what time does the draft start?
7.
6. Oh, so we're...
I thought it was 7.
Oh, I heard today 6.
No, well, so Devon and I
ride in today. They said 6 o'clock. Now maybe their radio coverage starts
maybe radio
at 6.
Coverage does.
Okay, picks start
I thought
at 7.
It was 7.
I hope 7 because
I think it's 7.
Then I can
don't
be
care
home.
What you hope.
Let me be selfish. You.
Let me be selfish, Bob.
My God,
damn it! It's Friday.
I want it early this night. I want it later this night.
I mean, why doesn't the NFL just call you?
Yes. They should.
I don't get it.
I would have told them the chair was stupid, Raj.
I didn't mind the chair. Okay, Bob's a little miserable.
So I look at it here.
I am
cranky.
You know who's miserable is Chris Miller.
What do you say, Chris?
Chris Miller goes, John Kincaid said, whoever he talked to, that it's the Falcons smokescreen for Pitts. You mean the Falcons beat writer, D. Orlando Ledbetter, said on ESPN radio to the entire country that he believed that. That is what I say. Chris Miller, for God's sakes, get an enema. Seriously, it's like,
wow.
You should read. It's like, oh my God, he got that wrong.
Who's Chris Miller?
He said
Miller?
That. One of our YouTubers.
I'll take caffeine enema like, if you got one.
What?
Thank you for watching,
I'll
Chris.
Do that. Thanks, yeah, Chris.
We appreciate
really
you, Chris. We do
thanks,
appreciate
Chris.
You. Really don't listen to John. Yes, we all appreciate you.
Yes.
John hates you, but
D. Orlando Ledbetter told ESPN and SportsCenter and ESPN Radio.
What's his name?
D. Orlando Ledbetter.
Isn't that a Pearl Jam song?
Now that's a by Ledbetter.
D, the initial D.
Okay.
Orlando Ledbetter.
That is a hell of a name.
You know what?
D-Led is what he goes by. He's D-Led.
I'm Pegan.
And he is the, by the way, he was the former head of the Pro Football Writers of America Association. Right. Did you ever run for that, Bob?
I was a member of the Professional Basketball Writers Association. They were looking for officers.
Was Phil Jasner ever one?
Probably. I would assume. Yeah, there was a guy down in Orlando that was the head of it when I was there, Miami, whatever. Keith Pompey may have been a vice president. I didn't feel like I was
Basketball Writer Association flow.
Yeah, exactly.
This gentleman here says,
that was good.
John, since you didn't know Giannis was going to turn his ankle, could you get someone else on the staff to tell us what the lottery numbers are tonight?
That'd be nice.
Because you obviously do not know the future.
You don't know basketball. Yes. I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't know Giannis was going to turn his ankle. Terrible. Maybe that'll happen.
Get off our show.
Chaz, terrible.
Fair weather idiot.
You freaking idiot. Said, you didn't know Giannis was going to turn his ankle?
He said I'm somebody an needs an enema.
Seriously. Or a laxative.
And he was serious.
Or a laxative.
You need an enema, Chris.
I can go for a system cleanout. I'm good.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Please Why? Stop,
Chaz. I think it would feel good.
Stop.
Well, now we got a lot. We got a lot.
Clean the pipes.
You want to get on in 610. Okay. 610-632-0975. We look towards Friday night, and tonight is where Howie has a chance to hit the home run. He's stepping to the box. It's the John Kincaid Show here on the Fanatic. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app is the official sportsbook partner of the Fanatic Philly sports fan. And it's backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania, that beautiful Parx Casino Sportsbook. The app, incredible. And right now, a spectacular deal for new customers. You can sign up and get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You know what I did this morning? I wanted to check and see, did the odds for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl go down? Better odds now that they had gotten Devontae Smith. They have not moved. Sixers with the fifth worst odds right now. I mean, the Eagles with the fifth worst odds, maybe a little disappointed this morning. But you can take that $500 risk-free wager, and you can wager it any way you want. We're talking props and parlays, season-long bets, and more. You're going to love it. New customers get that up to $500. Download the app today. Get it today. Get involved in all the action. And you can also go to parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code Fanatic. Bet with the home team. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
John Kincaid Show here in The Fanatic. Our Fanatic 500 Fast Cash keyword is coming up at 8 a.m. It's your chance to win $500. We have some very funny listeners. A gentleman saying, next week we're going to have two qualifiers a show to see who gets the enema. So have the enema giveaway. Coach, if you could work on that. An enema for
Why
you.
Does Coach have to work
and,
on it?
And the person who nominates you for the enema.
Wow.
Since I nominated Chris for one, maybe we could, or Sean for one. We could, okay, it was Chris. We can nominate Chris. Since I nominated Chris, now he's the winner. So now we have to find more qualifiers.
You got a cucumber in your rectum? Loosen up.
We can arrange that.
We could do. You're saying, John didn't know the Phillies were going to send a runner to third at the worst time. He didn't tell us that either. How did they do that three times this year?
Their base running mistakes are horrible. They are. You know what? I didn't want to say that, but
yeah, no, they're a dumb team. They're a bad defensive team.
And I always put it right to Kapler, but they're not. It's not being corrected. So
Joe Girardi still got a lot to prove.
I got to tell you this. I would have killed Gabe Kapler for this team having terrible base running errors like that. They keep happening.
Yeah,
and Joe Girardi doesn't fix them.
Where's the Pete Maccannon tax? Huh? Let's bring that back.
I'm telling you. And one last thing is John didn't tell us Devontae Smith would wear a velour robe to the draft. He said it would be a suit vest combo. I'm
you
sorry.
Should have known.
I'm sorry. I made
you guys don't watch football. Well, apparently you
right.
did.
I
so.
Didn't get it right in a velour jumpsuit.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, young man has that swag, that style.
Did you see the quote from the GQ magazine?
It was awesome.
Basically, like when he got to Alabama, there were tornado warnings and stuff, but he didn't really care because he said, "I am the storm."
He kept working out and like FaceTiming friends back home, and they were like, "Aren't you worried about like the tornado going through?" He said, "No, I am the storm."
And then Tuscaloosa got destroyed.
Yeah, which that's a really good sign considering that
Devontae was okay though.
We took a wide receiver pretty recently who was so scared of the weather that he had his mother hold up an umbrella over him.
Wow.
So that's a really good aggressive sign. Is it aggressive or is it a fact?
Oh, it's factual. Tell me.
He's keeping the sun off his shoulders.
He's UV, burns UV easily. Smart, yeah.
Guess what? There are things you can do for that. It's called 100 sunscreen. You can do that too.
Or you could just have mom hold it
over. Or mom.
You do that too. Yeah. Tony in Philadelphia joins us here on The Fanatic.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning. How are you, buddy? What's going on, man?
Oh, man. What a move. Great move. That was my number one receiver on the board.
Really?
I'm glad they got him. Yes. I had Devontae said, but, you know, I'm greedy. I want them. They never replaced LeGarrette Blount. Even though I like Miles Sanders a lot, they still need their physical running back. I want them to get Trey Sherman next. They get that, couple of offensive linemen, the offense is going to be set.
I don't think Trey Sherman, though, is going to be, because Trey Sherman's not coming tonight. He's not coming tonight.
You're not at 37.
I mean, let's look at it. Let's look at those two things. There's 37 and then there's 70.
Mm-hmm. 37, you're going to get a good player. I mean,
I'll tell you, the names that are on the board.
JOK is the top name on the board.
It almost looks foolproof.
It does. It absolutely does.
With the names that are available, it almost looks
foolproof. So here, I'm just going to go off of Mel Kiper's best available. Number one on the board is JOK, the linebacker from Notre Dame.
He'll never last.
I highly doubt he'll make it to you, but if he does, you don't think twice. You just submit that card. Number two, he is Trayvon Moehrig, the safety from TCU.
I do not know him at all.
I can't lie to you and tell you I watch a lot of TCU games, but everything I've read on the kid, people think he's real deal.
But you're not.
And safety's a position of need.
That's intriguing.
I wouldn't hate that at all.
Me neither. You're struggling at safety.
Roddy McLeod's banged up. Anthony Miller's here on a one-year deal, and you don't have a youth pipeline behind that.
Okay.
I wouldn't hate the pick at all. Okay. I'm just going to trust what I've read about the kid.
So is this telling me that both of you are looking at this and saying need?
Safety's a need for me.
Or best player available?
I want to go need. I think it's linebacker, cornerback, then safety.
Okay.
Like, if their next three picks were those three positions, I'd be happy as a clam.
All right.
Next on the board is Elijah Moore, the wide receiver from Mississippi State.
You're not doing that.
Or Old Miss.
You're not doing that. And you're
not, but holy hell, would that be fun.
Somebody ahead of you has to
probably
make that move. So that just...
He might be a Trevor Lawrence toy, you know?
Correct. And that takes one guy off of the list, though. That takes one guy off the list, so everybody else moves up.
I'm surprised he didn't go in the first round. Like, I would have taken him over who the Giants took at number 20. I think he's going to be a really good player. Next on the list is offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State.
Don't know.
I don't think they're taking tackle here. Christian Barmore, the Newman Goretti kid, Philadelphia's finest, big defensive tackle from University of Alabama's. He's on the board. I wouldn't hate it.
I would not hate that at all, but
I don't think it's the most pressing because you have some guys locked up there that'll be here for two more years, so I don't think that's pressing. Your linebacker from Georgia, whose name I will butcher.
Ojulari.
There you go. I believe he has some medical concerns.
Correct.
But he's a hell of a player.
Hell of a player with a hell of a motor, and...
And Georgia's been cranking out some linebackers lately, so...
6'2", 250. Like, I see that, and I just... On anyone, I see linebacker.
Well, Aziz Ojulari has a attitude when he arrives at you. Also.
I like that.
So,
especially in my linebackers.
That's something you got to be looking at.
After that, Eichenberg, the tackle from Notre Dame. After that is Asante Samuel Jr., cornerback, Florida State. I think he's going to be a real possibility.
And again, I can't talk technique. I don't know technique as far as corners. Like, I can't say, oh, yeah, well, I love how his hips turn and all that BS because I don't know it. But I can tell you that when I watched him play, he played on a really bad team that didn't generate a pass rush. And I never saw him go, like where I was saying, man, who's going to grab him is going to be lucky.
Yeah.
But the people who eyeball him think he should go in the top 10 tonight.
Yeah.
So they know.
He's a real possibility for the Eagles.
They know a hell of a lot more than I do.
If they're going to target cornerback,
he was on a really bad team.
Oh, they were horrible. They were hard to watch.
They were terrible to watch.
Oh,
and they were a team that just, the quarterbacks were.
Yeah.
Tapping the ball
taking
all day long to pick and choose where they wanted to go. And I don't know how long you expect your corners to cover.
Yeah. Javonte Williams, running back from North Carolina. I think he's going to be a stud. I think he's going to stud, but they're not taking him. Ronnie Perkins, defensive end from Oklahoma.
I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't rule it out either.
I wouldn't hate that.
They value D end a lot. So
I don't think it's a pressing need, but they value that position a ton. Two other guys they might be interested in is Nick Bolton, the linebacker from Missouri. I think he's a pretty solid player. And then another University of Georgia boy, your guy Tyson Campbell.
I like Tyson Campbell.
So
what are they saying for Tyson Campbell? Like the top 10 picks tonight?
Kuiper has the 13th 15. Best player on the board.
Now, Campbell's got size. I like his size. He's a little bit bigger.
He's another one, though, physically can put a pounding on you.
So yeah.
I wouldn't mind that as this team getting a little bit of an identity where they beat some people up, too.
And there's some safeties I like later in the second that I hope fall to the third.
I'm nervous about the idea of picking a safety in the beginning of the second round.
I'd prefer the third.
I don't think that's I think there's a price tag. And maybe I'm wrong, though, because of the impact of the player. Like that sometimes you say this player is so good
that
it's worth, because I tend to look at things as position groups.
Sure.
What am I going to pay? Like, I'm not paying a running back.
No.
I'm not picking a running back with what the Eagles need. I'm not even thinking about one until third day.
Yeah. And I would draft
a
running back.
By the way, I am drafting one. I'm drafting one Saturday.
Oh, I would draft one every 2 to 3 years if I was the GM, because I think it's the easiest position to replace, more or less. So I would just keep cycling the young guys. I wouldn't really pay a running back top dollar anymore. There's a couple guys I really hope slip, like safety wise, and then there's Jabril Cox, the linebacker from LSU. I really hope he would slip. I don't think
he's going to slip.
But there's Andre Sisco and Richie Grant, two safeties out there.
You guys both doing? If it's linebacker tonight, you're both going to be very happy.
Oh, if Korma ends up slipping, or you end up trading up to get him, pants are off.
Would you text back?
Really? You're going to be on a show with Devon, and if it happens,
well, I'll be at home then.
Would you text? I mean, would you trade back? Because some of these guys, they're sixth in the second round.
Well, it depends what position you want to attack. If you think, you know, safety is what you want and Morig is off the board, you can trade back and get an Andre Sisco and maybe accumulate some more picks. I think a lot's on the table, but if it's me, I'm going linebacker or cornerback. Safety is a distant third.
610-632-0975 if you'd like to join in with us now. The Beat the Bro. Coach, we had 7 winners, correct? Seven people
I'm
tied.
Sure a lot of people beat me because once I took Justin Fields third,
correct,
it went down the toilet.
7 people. I felt bad about that last night because did I in any way want you to do that?
It was going to be Lance or Fields.
Right, I know you had said that.
Yeah. So no, you didn't. And I'm mad at myself because I had Kyle Pitts going to Atlanta a lot. But that changed once I had Fields come. I tinkered too much yesterday. I got in my own head and thought way too much. I changed my. I sucked.
Pat, was there what was going on?
Coach is having some issues.
Coach just, is like throwing
look,
things.
You understand?
The air.
Opening up a sheet is tough.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
He's having trouble.
So the guy that won ended up.
No. We don't know.
Oh.
That. You're not announcing his name yet.
Oh, okay.
It might be a hurt.
What are you doing, Jamie?
Jeez. See what happens when I go off the show sheet?
We know that there is
your pants.
We picked the name. We just picked the name of the person that won.
Yeah.
The problem is,
if you were a lady, Jamie's just told you that you didn't win.
Or if you still are a lady.
The problem is Jamie just traded up and decided that he wants to run up to the podium and announce it. When you trade up, you still have to take the allotted 10 minutes to make your pick.
Yeah,
by the way,
that's true.
Like the
if there's ladies doing mocks, what's up?
Do you like what we have? Who was just saying hello here? I got to make the window bigger.
You're dating
again,
on demand,
right?
Elaine checking in.
What's up, Elaine?
She wanted us to know that we have the love. She loves the show. She watches on YouTube every day at work. You make us laugh all so much. We all do. And you have female listeners.
Love it.
So we appreciate you, Elaine.
Who's the first person you think of when you think of the name Elaine?
Venice.
Venice.
Absolutely.
I love Elaine.
I love her.
She is underrated
now,
hot.
Isn't that crazy,
Julie
though?
Louis.
Because she's not supposed to be.
No, but...
The character is not
no, they don't... But she was.
And
personality
she was
adds to a person's attraction.
She was pregnant
I thought
season,
a lot
right?
of time during... I read one time that she was
might
pregnant
have been twice.
A lot. Yeah, a lot during the show. But no, she was... You know why? Because she laughed and she smiled and she was funny.
Oh, she was mean.
Like, that was...
Elaine
was she
mean.
Was so...
Her son played basketball at Northwestern.
At Northwestern, yes. Right?
I saw her at a game.
She was one of...
Because Northwestern played LaSalle and Kyle
was
playing.
She was fighting cancer during some of that.
I don't think she had
She's a Santa Barbara lady.
Is she really?
Oh,
yeah,
she comes
lives up
from
in the hills.
Mucho. Her family is unbelievably rich.
I think her family created Whiteout.
No, that's Michael Nesmith.
Who the hell's Michael
From the
Nesmith?
Monkees?
Yes.
Okay. His family created Whiteout?
His mom invented it.
Wow.
You'll have to Google search that. Michael Nesmith from the
Coach
Monkees.
Coach is saying to confirm it. Yeah.
Oh, it is true? Michael Nesmith from the Monkees. Yes. Here they come walking down the street with whiteout. That's his mom invented whiteout.
Wow.
And Julie Louis is daughter of billionaire financier Gerard Louis Dreyfus.
Yeah, see that?
Oh, my gosh.
He's chairman of the Louis Dreyfus Group and worth $4 billion.
Well, I guess if dad is a billionaire.
Whew, she's probably a billionaire herself.
No.
Syndication of Seinfeld for 20 years, plus,
not a billionaire,
The friends get $20 million a year for 20 years.
And now she's in the MCU. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, for those that aren't nerds out there.
Yeah, well, none of us is.
Yeah, she's...
What is she doing?
$250 million, it says.
She's worth $250 million.
A quarter of a bill.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that she'd be a billionaire, but the thing is, though, I guess if you're a billionaire and your kid says, I want to go into the arts...
Go for it.
I'd be like, yeah, you got the safety net.
Go live your dream.
If not, I'd be worried. I'd be worried about you being able to...
Wonder what she thinks of Devontae Smith.
I think she's pretty excited about Devontae Smith. I want to know, too. Okay, so explain this to me here. They're doing the pre-order of the jerseys, because I said, okay, it's draft day. I was going to pre-order the jersey. It says it ships September 1st.
That's pretty lame. That'll change, I think.
So, yeah, but if I order it today, it's got a September 1st shipping. So
don't order it today. I think some other sites will have it up quicker.
Do you think there's a store?
I think there's a store. That's maybe an NFL. In King of Prussia or Exton. They have a called Oxford Valley.
Oxford Valley is a lovely location. I've seen that twice.
I think that there's a store.
It's right there on Commerce Boulevard.
Yeah, that's.
Bob, is there?
Is there what?
A store?
There's a store that you can go to.
Go and get it.
And they're so good, they probably have it today.
I could rally right in there today.
You could.
It could work out good.
And when
nobody's around.
It's like a family atmosphere. It's like you're going in your house.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited about this, though. I really enjoy it. There isn't one person that I know that covers the SEC that didn't say, oh, man, Philadelphia's going to love Devontae Smith. A gentleman telling me here, he goes, John, I think you're being too rigid. Shocking. Shocking that I'd be being too rigid on the idea that you put a price tag on a commodity on position groups. I think you should put it on individual talents, what you're willing to spend for an individual talent. I look at it as...
But you're talking about the coming
picks.
Looking
at... yes, I am. But I'm saying that I don't want to pick a safety in the... With the sixth pick of the second round, I do not want to pick a safety. Because I think that's overdrafting a safety. For the importance of the position, I look at safety as one of the... If you're doing a pecking order on the defensive side of the ball, it's not... Like, to me, it's not safety... I'm putting linebacker above safety.
Well, I'll tell you what...
I don't want to use the sixth pick of the second round
right.
for a safety when I haven't addressed... I'd rather address linebacker there. So I'd rather go... If I could go back a few spots or something and maybe pick up another pick... In order to go back and pick up a linebacker, just on my priority chart, safety's very down.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. See,
okay, do a defensive chart right now. Like, would it be
corners first? Corners first.
Is corner first for you, Jamie?
Or defensive end.
D end first. Okay. D end. D end number one for me.
Wait,
we're talking entire. If you're building a defense,
building a defense.
I'm sorry, I thought you meant what is the Eagles
tonight?
Now, when you're looking at it, we go inside out.
Okay, I go D end, but I'm telling you, I go D end, D tackle. Then I go corner.
Probably.
So would you flip corner? And
I mean, I do love safety play, though. That's the thing. But I see your point.
Are you flipping tackle and corner?
I go DN cornerback.
That's third. That's fine. It's okay. So we have the top three is the same.
Yeah. The great unknown in this is we don't really know what Gannon, like, sure, we can look at Indy and think of things he might like. Like, they loved, linebacker play there.
Here's what we know, too.
But we don't really know what he's looking for.
Well, we do know that what his philosophy is.
Sure.
His philosophy is not to play 10, 12 yards off the receiver.
Like that.
So maybe safety for him is more important.
Maybe.
Like, maybe it's not.
But they liked linebackers in Indy, too. So
yeah,
maybe.
They did.
They have one of the greatest.
Yes. Yeah. I don't give it like,
Darius Leonard.
And I can only imagine is, though, is a Gannon. Gannon's driving to work today. he puts on The Fanatic. Or he's watching on YouTube or he's streaming on the app all day long.
He took a LaSalle High School kid at linebacker.
And he hears me say this. He hears me talking like this and he's going, this jack wagon. Like, I mean, if I look, does he know how we... It's more important how I want to play and how I want to attack, not that there's just some... There isn't some price tag on safety that you can't take him at that point.
Sure.
It might be it might be a cog in the wheel that to him, and he says, maybe I'll find better value on linebackers in the third round.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, could be. If I'm head of Eagles drafting today, after you got Devontae Smith, I'm literally for the rest of the draft going best player available because of all the needs.
Well, there's so many needs. Yeah, it's not a bad way to go.
There's so many needs. So if I see a safety that I have rated out as an 85, but I'm looking linebacker, but the best one I see is an 80, I'm going safety. I'm just taking the best guy out there.
You may not always need a new water heater, but when you do, we would like you to choose Bradford White. By the way, nephew Billy checks in with Pat, and he says, tell Pat I'm a nerd, and I appreciate his Marvel reference.
We say,
appreciate your Marvel
but
reference.
There's one thing with that. Can't, like, every NBA, like, there's too much Marvel. Everything is linked back to Marvel.
Wait a minute,
what do you mean, too much NBA?
Is there too much, like, Marvel when they are printing money hand over
No,
fist?
I get why, but like Bleacher Report the other day put out like Thanos hitting a game winner and running
That's
off
stupid.
The court. It's like, can we stop?
No,
it
I was
Thanos
talking about an,
or Thanos.
Thanos.
Thanos. Yeah, I was. See, I'm not nerd enough.
I was talking about an actual, like, she's featured in an actual show.
She's
I'm not talking about Bleacher
all.
Report doing a stupid video to get retweets.
Well, that was my point. Is that it's just it's too much.
See, I
like people valor steal from MCU.
Yeah, because they know it'll get retweets.
Yes, so and that needs to,
like,
stop.
I think it seems like joyous to me.
I mean, the movies are great, but like everybody...
I've watched some of the movies on flights.
They're fun.
If you're not watching it in order, it's probably...
I'm not paying attention that much, but I do love some of the special effects are freaking unbelievable.
Yeah, they are.
I'd go
middle linebacker.
Really? Really, Bob?
Which one of them?
Well, if
Thanos or Thanos? Would that be your...
Anyone that you're
if Devontae Smith was in
right
the MCU,
now,
who would he be?
Your linebacker. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. All right, we've got... By the way, we're golfing on Monday.
Ooh, can't wait.
Yes, we are.
Great course, too.
It's going to be great, too. That is going to be a lot of fun. I am I'm very much looking forward to that. You got draft coverage tonight. So you've got the Sixers here...
Yep.
On the Fanatic. We got draft lines with you and Devon.
Yep.
Then we have Sixers basketball tonight.
Yep. And then Devon in the post afterwards.
Sixers and the Hawks. And just, again, crush the bug.
Eh?
Just crush the cute little story in Atlanta. They're getting so excited. Oh, my gosh. They're like,
hey, McMillan.
It's like, oh, it's like Hawks talk. Let's put it's like they found this toy on the shelf that they haven't played with in years, and they're polishing it and they're taking the dust off.
Now, having Hawks known talk. You, I can see how much of a irritant you were to the people of Atlanta.
Oh, they would be.
Because I really see joy in their suffering.
Yeah, but
with
I would
you.
Say, but I would say, don't do the bandwagon thing. Sucks.
Yeah, but every city's like that. Like Jimmy Rollins is right. The Phillies are bandwagon.
Fair
weather idiot.
Wait. Citizens Bank Park has been a ghost town.
Yeah, Jimmy Rollins was right.
It's been a ghost town. And when they get good again, I'll absolutely say, sure. Hey, nice new Phillies hat.
Yeah.
Nice new Philly shirts.
Yeah.
I get it. No, I mean, it's an equal opportunity.
Yeah.
You call
No.
Some are worse than others. The Hawks, I guarantee you, it's worse than us.
Oh, they're worse than us, but everybody has it to a degree.
I mean, it is.
Because it's financial related.
It's now becoming, a
Nobody
big
wants
deal.
To pay for a crap product.
And I don't blame you.
No, not at
you
all.
You don't want to have a bad thing. But then you don't act like I've been living and dying with it. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, some of us have.
This is the
I haven't watched
a
Flyers game in 2 weeks.
Some of us have. That's because you're required to work on the Flyers broadcasts.
I mean, I'm
that's
a sportsman.
That's why you're
wired. I'm a sportsman.
Unbelievable.
Yes, you are.
All right,
Pat.
We got a lot coming up for you. We got 2 hours left. We're going to talk more about the third round gets dicey. So tonight, two more players. Can Howie hit the big home run? We'll get to it next. It's the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. So, we golf Monday at the 5th Annual Monco Golf Classic at Bluestone Country Club in Bluebell. It is presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. Anthony Gargano is going to broadcast his show live from there. So, there's going to be some people hearing some noise on the greens. Absolutely. And did you know Montgomery County is home to more than 50 of the most historic, challenging, and best public courses and private clubs that are available for you in the Northeast. And you can view the 2021 Montco Golf Guide at montcogolf.com. You get itineraries, information on budget-friendly courses, features on country clubs, and more. Also at montcogolf.com, save time and money by booking your tee times directly right there on the site. I want you to visit it today. Check it out and then bookmark it. Visit montcogolf.com to book your tee time today. We'll be out there at Bluestone Country Club coming up on Monday. And Anthony Gargano.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I know that Bob would say everyone's looking forward to getting back to things and everything. If there was a Springsteen concert, Bob would be in heaven. If I said to you, Bob, tonight you're going to a Springsteen concert post-COVID, you would be in absolute heaven. You wouldn't be able to focus.
It wouldn't tick me off.
No, that would
be I'd be able to focus. Yeah, I'd be all right.
It's nice to see the concert announcements coming back.
Yeah.
Where would, Jamie, the concert that if someone said to you post-COVID, I get to take a standing
post-COVID? It's a tough one. I mean, I'd probably be lame and do, like, War on Drugs or Run the Jewels or Dr. Dog or something like that. I'm more low.
He's trying to name everyone
Kings
that
of,
I could not name.
Kings of Leon. Black Keys, if they went on tour.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you're giving me one that I know.
I like smaller ones rather than arena events.
So you like small venues?
Yeah.
Best small venue here in Philly now?
It's closed now, but this place called the North Star Bar up in the Fairmount area was phenomenal.
Do not know it.
The Dolphin in South Philly was pretty good.
So you're talking real small venue.
Yeah.
He's talking tiny.
Like hipster-ish. Tiny.
Okay. Yeah. Very hipster. Where's your beard?
Yeah, incapable.
Exactly. Pat?
I actually got screwed out of a concert. I told you guys before this. It was supposed to be last May. It was the receiving end of Sirens.
Okay.
I know you guys are big fans of that.
Big fans.
So they were reuniting. I was really pumped.
Okay.
And then COVID hit. And
so that would be
reunite.
The concert you'd want if they...
Yeah, I want that back. Let's run that
back.
That's
the one.
But there's some great venues.
What's
like
yours?
Fillmore and Union Transfer.
I'm looking at Vegas when we go on our summer trip, and I think I may take the girls to see Bruno Mars.
I bet he puts on a phenomenal show.
And he's in Vegas. He's doing a residency, and I may take the girls to see Bruno.
Man, what do you clean up on a residency in Vegas?
Oof. Well, he's not doing. I shouldn't say residency. He's doing
an extended stay.
Where you come in, he comes in like every other week.
Oh, okay.
For around a 4-month period.
He's not Celine Dion.
There's not Celine, by the way.
Or Britney Spears.
Celine Dion. So she had that residency at the thing. Now, do you know why Celine had that? To pay off gambling debts.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you got to watch the documentary on it.
Good for her.
Her husband? No, not hers.
Her husband's?
He's now passed.
Right, I know.
He was,
He's a Frenchman.
She cut a deal. That was
wow.
That's in the documentary. And I believe it to be the case that that's probably why she did that. And she not only had her house in Vegas, but she had the, they gave her the like a suite. Huge penthouse type suite in the building so she could be there.
It's pretty nice.
Which
wow.
Oh my gosh.
Who do you think Coach would get if he had to go see a concert, any concert right now? Who do you think he'd go see perform?
Coach?
I think I have.
Oh, it's T Swift.
Yeah, no question.
Would it be Taylor?
Yeah.
I've seen Taylor in concert. She's amazing.
Well, it's either Taylor Swift or Maroon 5.
Yeah.
All right, you can turn the mic off.
That was good. See, Bob, you had it right. You had it right, and then it went the other way. So,
but I'm banned from seeing Taylor Swift. I have to stay within like 500 feet of her.
We are going to hear, by the way, from Adam Schefter. Shefty will join
awesome.
Us.
Awesome. No, yeah, that's awesome.
Coming up, too. He's going to join us. Nice of him to make a little time for us a little bit later on in the hour. So be listening around the bottom of the hour to be able to hear that. Plus, we will have our Beat the Bro champion. We have selected the winner. That is, it had to be at random because we had a tie. If one person had had one more right out of this group,
yeah,
they all
group of seven.
There would have been no tie. So it's it came to a random draw. You'll find out who wins coming up. So that'll all be on the show. So the third round tonight, Howie Roseman tonight, he gave you a surefire day one starting player in the NFL in Devontae Smith last night. Is there any chance he gives you a starter in the second and third round tonight?
He better in the second.
Second, he better. Is there a chance he gives you a starter in the second and third?
Yeah, because you have so many holes.
you pick a decent safety in the third round, you're not getting McLeod back until midseason easily. So
you could get a Richie Grant from UCF, and he could probably start for you.
Yeah, you might have somebody.
Seen him play.
Yeah.
And he's
good. Solid player.
Yeah, and physical enough
for
me.
Yeah, he could start day one. Him and Anthony Harris would probably be your starting safeties. I think if Asante Samuel Jr. is taken in the second, he's your starting. You could have three day one starters if this goes well. I mean, you could take a linebacker.
From the first 2 days.
Yeah, the first three rounds.
And guess what? I think that is mandatory.
Yeah.
That's mandatory.
With how bad this defensive roster is?
I mean, it's got to be. And now I think if I'm going to count on Jamie to be right.
I haven't led you wrong
you've
yet.
You've convinced us that you are very, very high on the offensive line being fine.
Being okay, yeah.
No,
they'll be good. And I think there's
okay,
some
deep. It's mediocre.
As long as they're healthy, I think they'll be good. And I think they have some solid depth behind it at this point.
So I am all for, I do not want to hear a offensive player come off the board tonight.
No, I want all defense.
The two picks tonight have to be defense, and I'm going to lean towards the first pick on Saturday. The next three rounds to all be defensive side of the ball.
I have no problem with that. I have absolutely no problem with that. You are getting
but
healthy on the offensive line.
Is that picking need over best player available? And you point out, and this is where I wanted to bring this, Bob, you say, what position group do they not need somebody? So is this a draft of all the drafts that we're going to watch in this potential retooling, rebuild, whatever we want to call it? Are we missing the chance to just take best player available and say, okay, we're better? Okay, we're better.
Yeah.
We got better here.
I just totally contradicted myself by saying,
but you didn't,
I'd be surprised. I'd like to go all defense, but before I said take best player available.
But this draft, a lot of the best players available are defensive.
Yeah, that's
so it's kind of like they're kind of syncing up a little bit, your needs and the value. So to that point, I think you can do both.
Yeah, I would love to see. You got to go. I would love to see a playmaking linebacker. I mean, I'm craving that more than anything, and I know that's not what this team is about.
Okay, what I'm going to tell you is then that just looking at the linebacker chart, then that must be tonight's first pick.
Probably.
In the second round.
I would even consider trading up for JOK. I had him as one of my 15 best players in the draft.
He is a...
I think he's that good.
You were talking with Carlos Medina, front office Los. I saw you talking about his name. You were trading names with Carlos. He hit 30 of his 31 top players.
We're taken. That's pretty impressive.
On his top 50.
That's pretty impressive.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And so you can follow him at Front Office Los on Twitter. And his draft guide, he had 30 of his top 31 players taken. But I saw you guys trade names there. What would it take to go up? You're in six right now.
Like if you're the Jags, you don't need to take a linebacker. You could take Elijah Moore and get Lawrence another toy on the outside. You could take an offensive lineman of some sort. You could go in a lot of.
Are you talking about giving up? Would you be giving up to move up? Would you be giving up a four? I'm trying to do the chart math here.
Yeah, I mean, because he's a first round value, they're probably going to have some calls coming their way. I would think a minimum. If you could do it for a fourth, I'm in.
Oh, absolutely.
Math
is going to tell you it's going to require multiple picks. The fourth wouldn't do it, but you don't have to necessarily give them a high third.
Sure. You can give them a future also.
You can give them a future third.
Uh-huh.
I would seriously consider it.
I would too.
A future third and Zach Ertz. Here you go, Jacksonville. Take him away.
Yeah, I don't think.
You need a best friend for Trevor Lawrence?
Zach Ertz.
Take Zach Ertz.
I know they got money. It's little value. It's not what we talked about before, but.
But you know, if I'm Urban Meyer,
I see a 31-year-old tight end who's been an all-pro in this league for years, and rookie quarterback coming in.
To move back three spots and get a future third on top of it? Like, that's kind of sexy.
You're going to have to check and see 2022 draft how many third-round picks they have. I think they have two.
Off the top of my head, I'll figure it out.
I'll deal a future third to move up tonight and get the linebacker that you want.
Oh, my God.
Pat said last night, I was a little disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
In the excitement of Devontae Smith, you still seem very melodramatic about wanting. Like
melodramatic.
You
wanted, like, well, they you only have Micah one third, Parsons. By the way.
They only have one next third
year.
Next year.
Yeah,
I just
they have two.
I want this team to value that position a little bit. That's all. I didn't need Micah Parsons, yeah, but stop scraping the bottom of the barrel, and then when we think it can't get worse, you scrape it even.
Okay,
you go even lower.
Would you have taken Micah Parsons with character questions last night if that had been the name the Eagles had said at 10?
I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
You wouldn't have had a problem with it.
I wouldn't have had a problem with it.
I cannot take a guy where people are questioning his character, his behavior. I can't do it at 10.
So wait a second.
And guess what? He might be Warren Sapp. He may end up making, and by the way, Warren Sapp has turned into a real idiot off the field in life, but on the field, he was freaking unbelievable. So what do you do?
Are you talking if Devontae Smith was still available?
Yes, if the 10th pick last night had been Micah Parsons, I asked Pat, I said, were you willing to roll the dice knowing this guy has, there were teams, they said, in that neighborhood that had him off their board.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like Warren Sapp and Randy Moss. Those guys are weed. Like, that's not really the same ballpark.
Warren Sapp had some other ones, though. He had a physical.
The sexual hazing thing makes it real weird.
In today's day and age, it's as if it wasn't weird 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I don't know what the private eyes know. So,
they're watching.
Here's a question.
They see your every move, Pat.
What if they stayed at 12 and Devontae Smith was gone?
Oh, no, they said Michael Parsons gone.
Then you trade with the Bears,
and you do that deal with the Bears. And Pat, I got to tell you, pissed me off a little bit with that.
I'm sorry.
Because I started to think about that too. Yeah. Going,
you take Rashad Bateman at 20.
But I'd rather have Devontae.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do not believe.
Four first
Eagles,
rounders.
I do not believe the Eagles would have made the Tony pick. Even with Howie's ties to the University of Florida.
I don't think so either.
Tony, again, they bought. The Giants bought a wide receiver who should have been they bought a $30,000 car and they paid $40,000 for it. And I never believe in doing that.
Well, and Tony had his own, he didn't get arrested, but he got in some trouble because he forgot and his AR-15 was in his back seat driving around. Yeah, I do it all the time.
You know, you drive
around. So I get it.
Look, who doesn't drive around with their AR-15? You know what? Cast the first stone.
Yeah, whoops among us hasn't forgotten their AR-15 in the back seat?
I can't blame him because I've had a shovel in the back of my car and I've been meaning to take it out.
Yeah, what's the shovel there for?
Yeah, I had it. This is how long it's been in my car. I've had it because of the snow. Because I might have to dig out a spot. There's snow, you know. Because
he did it as a favor for me. By the way, you ever pick?
So sometimes you forget stuff.
You ever get pulled over and someone searches your car and they see the shovel? I guarantee you, the cop goes, "Okay, what the hell's going on here?"
It's a snow shovel.
Oh.
I'm not burying bodies over here. Okay. All right.
Just want to make sure.
First of all, I can't even carry. Just a
specify
body.
That.
Just want to make sure. Who are you calling? You calling Bob, right?
To bury the body, Anthony.
You're calling Anthony.
Yeah.
You can trust him.
Yeah, exactly. He'll keep his mouth shut.
Anthony be the one. I would think Bob would be the one
Bob would take it to the grave, yeah.
Bob would be one that
I'm not calling Coach because he'd rat me out right away.
Oh, Coach is a borderline narc. No,
Coach
way.
Would put it on the show sheet. and I'd read it by accident. He'd insert it into the show sheet at that point. So unbelievable. So all right, we got a lot. So
it's gonna be fun tonight.
Yeah,
you're gonna get a good player.
Okay, if you told me right now there's a linebacker and a safety, that would be a linebacker and safety go second and third round tonight, and it's guys that with pedigree. You're shopping in the right aisles. You're going there.
Well, cornerback too.
I will.
I think that's...
I'm telling you this right now. I don't like what I see at corner.
There's some good corners in the third round.
Oh, so there are.
Yeah.
See, I'm looking at it and going, corner we can address Saturday.
There's a Kentucky kid and a Syracuse kid you can probably get in the third round, a cornerback that I'd be pretty happy with.
I'd feel better if you told me this team's getting a linebacker and a safety, I think I'd feel better.
Yeah, I'll go linebacker and corner also, I think.
You want linebacker corner?
I do want another corner.
Yeah.
Because why do I want one early? I don't know if that guy can step in, but then that means I can get a couple late also so that I have a pick of... Because you need another corner. At least another one.
You could get a feet too.
I mean, you could put Avante Maddox into your slot, but you need another starting corner.
Yeah, you do.
You certainly do.
I want Avante playing inside, not on the outside, not cornerback too.
By the way, did you see what the Green Goblin did?
No.
About Mac Jones. So he's a New England Patriot now.
Right.
About the celebration of Mac
Jones. By the way, speaking of narcs, how about his narc walk from the draft room up to the stage? What the hell was that? What a psycho.
What, like sort of, you're thinking uncomfortable?
It looked like a middle school principal going to like on a fast walk to like break up a fight.
He was trying to lose weight.
That really was odd. That was odd.
Put the video right next to the video of Bill Belichick when he was making his power walk, and you understand why Bill picked this kid.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm just saying to you here is
what did Jalen do?
He was like so excited to get welcoming in Mac Jones and everything like that. And it's like, they have a quarterback who's a former MVP.
And Cam and Mac are inverts of each other. And Mac backwards is Cam.
And I think you'd sort of say Cam Newton's not looking to just give up the keys to the car.
I wouldn't think so.
I think you want to just calm down.
Yeah, but I don't know if he knows how to drive anymore.
Calm down a little bit.
Yeah, Jalen, pump your brakes. You might be playing to the wrong quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
Belichick and Saban have that relationship. I'm sure he made that pick with some confidence.
Boy, okay. could you see two of them sitting down? Wouldn't that just be a barrel of fun?
No. I would.
I would actually think
I'd pay. I'd do pay-per-view.
I would love to hear the content, but like watching them would be.
I would pay. No, I'd pay-per-view. And I'd love every minute of it.
Do you think either one of them, our conversation, either one of them breaks a smile?
I think they're different off camera. Bob, I can tell you this misconception. Complete misconception.
I bet Belichick's fun
to interview,
if you get him in his element.
No, I'm going to tell you here, Saban's a blast.
Yeah.
Got to interview him every single year at SEC Media Days. And he'd come by. He was fantastic to deal with.
Yeah.
And his kids love him.
I can see that.
The players love him. But the thing is, he doesn't like dealing with the general media scrums. He does not like going to a press conference.
Who does?
Remember the old talk to the bottle? Did you ever see that one? When he's like, you know what? You people are pissing me off today. Talk to the bottle. And it was he put the Coke bottle up there because Coke was one of the big sponsors. And he'd slam the Coke bottle down if he was not pleased with the media. He puts the Coke bottle right up on the podium. So he starts the thing. And the first two questions come in. He goes, you know what? You people, talk to the bottle. Because you're really just... And he tends to get that. Urban Meyer does it too. Urban Meyer does it with less flair and fun. But Saban will just... He'll sort of bully the bad questions.
Mm-hmm.
He'll embarrass you. He'll turn the... But you get him one-on-one. He's fantastic.
Did you guys happen to hear the story he told at a luncheon or something about his wife and her ex-boyfriend in high school?
No.
Basically, her ex-boyfriend in high school was the star jock. Saban was a kid who was working at a gas station. His parents owned a gas station. So years later, he finally gets this girl, right? He gets married to her. They go back home. The jock is now working at that gas station. And Saban said, see, if you had stayed with him, you would have been the wife of a gas station attendant. She said, screw that. He would have been the head coach of Alabama.
Oh, my.
That's pretty good.
So he does have a good personality. Yes, and with Belichick, they'd have some stories to tell because he was on the staff of Cleveland.
I would love to watch. I would pick. Now, to take me through last night, the Philadelphia Eagles do a 10-part series just on the draft that takes you through last night's war room is like the last two episodes. I'd watch every minute.
Oh, yeah.
Glued to the screen. Can't get enough.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys, now we've never worked together during this, are you guys in or out, or do you think it's played out, Hard Knocks?
I love it.
I love
Hard Every single year, I love it.
I love it every single year.
Me too.
And the meetings in the boardroom,
mm-hmm.
when the head coach comes in and tries to, and they're debating who they're going to cut and everything, I'm riveted by it all. I am the NFL geek. They know that they've got, there's the chip. I think the chip that got put in me yesterday with the second shot. The NFL knows we got him. We can do anything
Hook,
we want.
Line and sinker.
We got to cater to some other people because he's coming to the table no matter what.
And I love watching the way different adults coach young kids. Younger adults.
Okay, so you're like college coaches?
In Hard Knocks.
Oh, in Hard Knocks. Oh,
you know,
okay.
You get a 23, 24-year-old that might not know if he's going to make the team. And then they show the girlfriend at home with the baby just hoping to God, or the wife at home with the baby, rather, just hoping to God that this guy makes the team. And you don't know what's going to happen. And then they show the interaction between coach and that kid trying to teach him how to play the game. I love the way they treat these guys and the way they coach guys up, because it gives you a deeper feeling into what kind of a person they are.
Do you remember when the Falcons were on?
Yeah.
Remember Keith Armstrong?
Mm-hmm.
And Keith, the Temple University guy.
Yeah.
And Keith Armstrong, who, like, nobody knows. He's special teams coach. Now he's a Super Bowl champ with the Buccaneers. He, on Hard Knocks, just scream, like, getting in people's faces.
Yeah.
Just going nuts. Because Mike Smith couldn't do it. Mike Smith got exposed by Hard Knocks. And when they signed for it, I said, Coach, I worry about you on Hard Knocks. Because he's so nice. Low-key. He was done in the NFL the next year. He was done.
Wow.
And by the way.
Yeah, it's weird.
He won 60%
of his games?
60% of his games in his first 5 years as an NFL head coach.
Wow.
And Hard Knocks killed him. Because everybody saw, man, like the other coaches had to step in, and they had to be the ones to do all the hard coaching, because he couldn't do it. He just didn't have it in his personality.
Coaching is
it's all especially it's psychology,
football.
Right?
Oh my God!
Did you hear how he hit Sirianni with the rocks, paper, scissors question last night?
No, I missed it.
At the end of the press conference, Howie goes, so Nick, how did Devontae do it? Rocks, paper, scissors.
Yeah, by the way,
soon?
And by the way, we knew giveaway. Sirianni gave it away.
They didn't play, though. He said he didn't play with Devontae.
He's full of crap. He's full of crap. Yes, they most certainly.
Rocks, paper, scissors,
all right,
baby.
We got Adam Schefter's going to stop on by, and you can vent with some of your thoughts at 610-632-0975. By Monday's show, we could be really, really celebratory here on the John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Got to tell you this. There are so many things that you need to know about on a daily basis, but with Mother's Day right around the corner, you may have been distracted. I don't want you to be distracted. I want Steven Singer to deliver you the greatest gift for mom that she's ever gotten. How about this? A 24-carat real gold dipped rose, and it's awesome, sparkly, beautiful. My wife has created her own collection of them, and they're absolutely great. She loves them. They have a lifetime warranty, a free personalized gift message, and fast and free shipping that gets it there for Mother's Day. Guys, 9 days out. There really should not be this kind of delay. You've got to take care of business. And you want to make sure that mom is taken care of for all the things she does for your children on a daily basis. It's your job to make sure Mother's Day is special. I know Jamie's already planning a lunch. A gold-dipped rose is also a great way to be able to get in. So here's what I want you to do. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com and review some of the other jewelry options they've got. They've got amazing jewelry. And at prices that will make your eyes just bug out. Because your Steven Singer has found a way to be able to deliver great, great jewelry at amazing prices. And mom deserves it. After this last year, does she not deserve it? She does. Get her one of the gold dip roses or get her some fantastic jewelry. I want you to visit IHateStevenSinger.com and get it done in time for Mother's Day. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock hour, the John Kincaid Show is sponsored by Martin Law. That's coming in hot. The law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. You're minutes away from finding out who beat the bro. Well, seven people beat the bro. But now we have to find out who is the winner. Or did more than seven people?
More than seven people. I sucked.
So more than seven people did beat the bro.
It went downhill quick after pick three.
Well, you're owning it, though.
Oh, yeah. I took some shots, and I missed.
Well, the nugget you got from a source that said Penny Sewell wouldn't go in the top 12 didn't really work out for
you. My name's Adam.
I went back. I hated myself so much yesterday. I went back and looked at all my mind. I never had Penny past seven.
Okay, well, let's see.
Stupid idiot.
Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline where you don't just bounce back. You bounce forward. And Adam Schefter, kind enough to give us a minute or two this morning. Adam, I started the show this morning with an apology to Howie Roseman. I ripped on the fact that he traded out of the sixth pick. I thought he was passing on Chase or Pitts and that was a generational talent that he missed on. And I started with my apology today. That was that was fine work twice on draft night for Howie Roseman.
I'm sure Howie feels very, very pleased with that.
I'm sure he'll read the transcript. He'll read the transcript later.
I'm sure that he doesn't care that he got Devontae Smith and came out with three ones next year. But he feels really good about the fact that John Kincaid apologized.
Accountability.
Boom, roasted.
When he reads the show later, he'll see.
And I think we talked about it. I'm like, didn't we say, like, let's just see how this plays out. Let's see where this all goes. I mean, so in the end, to my point, they got Devonta Smith, who I think that they probably might have taken where they initially were. And they got they have at least one extra one next year, right?
So they essentially traded a third Adam and got a first.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they did.
They got the guy they wanted, they gave up a future third and got back a first.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's a good deal.
That's what you call manipulating the draft.
That's what the Raiders don't do, Adam.
Were you surprised at all the machinations of last night and that the two corners went off the board in the single digits?
No, J.C. Horn didn't surprise me. That one, I don't do a mock, but I have a buddy of mine that, you know, me and him and his daughter compare mock drafts, and J.C. Horn was number eight. I had a couple of teams that told me that they thought he was going eight. And so that one didn't surprise me. And Surtain to the Broncos. The Broncos were going to be defense. I mean, they didn't need to go offense. And the question was what they were going to do. Now, the one thing that I thought they might do, I thought they might take Justin Fields because I know they gave a lot of thought. And I haven't told this to anybody, but they did a lot of work into, you know what? There was some concern that I think was alleviated, but there was some concern about how his epilepsy medication would respond at altitude.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
And so I'm not telling you that entered into their decision, but I know they did a lot of medical work to see how that would work, how somebody with epilepsy and on medication would react at altitude, playing at altitude. And they sounded pretty comfortable to me with it, but I don't know. Like, again, when you're going through the draft and you're going through a checklist of items, that was on their checklist. You know, did that
help
swing it one way or another? I don't know. But I really thought that they were, I know they were, doing a lot of work on Fields. I know they were interested in Fields. And in the end, ultimately, they decided to go with Surtain.
Adam, so how quickly after Surtain is, announced, is Howie Roseman and Stephen Jones talking about that pick? Because it was pretty obvious to everyone that the Cowboys needed a cornerback. I assume once he went off the board, the phone started ringing immediately?
Well, no. Actually, the interesting part is, I think Howie spoke to them, I think there was like a pick seven or something like that. But see, this is the whole thing. There's all these reports about all these teams coming up, going back. And really the smart teams, the good teams, most every team, they're calling everybody and just saying, hey, would you be open? Would you be open? Just in case, just in case. And the Eagles did all that. And so they had spoken to all these teams. The Eagles spoke to the Giants about trading up during the week at one point. Howie called Dave Gettleman. Would you come back? Yeah, we're open to it. We would do that even with you. And so the Giants are at 11, And the Eagles are where they are, and they had a conversation about it. And they had a conversation with Dallas. And once you saw that the NFC East was lined up the way it was, with Dallas at 10 and the Giants at 11 and Philly at 12, that was a really interesting turn of events there, with those three NFC East teams lined up back to back to back. And really it played in, because the Cowboys decide to move back with the Eagles and get an extra third, which allows the Eagles to get a guy that I think the Giants would have taken, yes, in Devonta Smith, which allows the Giants to get a haul back from the Chicago Bears for Justin Fields. And so the Eagles jump the Giants, but the Giants now are armed with extra picks today from that trade and double ones next year. And they got Kadarius Toney, who is not Devonta Smith, but the Giants got a lot of extra picks. And again, it all comes back to 10, 11, 12 initially being scheduled to be the NFC East teams that necessitated a whole slew of changes that resulted in a lot of different moves.
Shefty, what pick do you think in this draft, just the first round, had the biggest impact on the way the rest of the first round kind of went, if you know what I mean? Like, was it number three that kind of changed things up?
You have to go three, right? Because that enabled Justin Fields and Mac Jones to fall, and Justin Fields falls to the point where the Giants trade back, and Mac Jones goes to the Patriots. And how about the Patriots, right? Like, you know, I'm just telling you that Mac Jones was square in the conversation with the Niners, that they traded up comfortable, being comfortable taking him while leaving themselves open to the possibility that they would do all this work on Trey Lance and Justin Fields. And when I spoke to the Niners over the weekend, I hung with the phone and I said, oh boy, they have fallen in love with Trey Lance. Now, I didn't know that it was going to be enough to unseat Mac Jones, as it turned out. And but it did. And it was very interesting. And then that just set into motion. And so the Patriots get a guy that the Niners traded up. Niners gave up two future ones, and the Patriots just sat where they were and got a quarterback that again could have been picked for two extra ones.
Oh, we got to get you out of here, because I know you got to get on the run. But I just want to ask you right here: are we thinking defense tonight? Should Eagles fans be thinking defensive side of the ball?
Look, they got a wide receiver. You know, the other player that I think the Eagles liked an awful lot, that I thought, if they stayed where they were, if the Giants had gotten Devonta Smith, they couldn't have jumped. I think it would have been Deshaun Slater.
Okay.
I think that was a guy that really they liked quite a bit.
So maybe some line,
Well, at some point, it just depends how the board falls. And I don't have the answer for that right now.
There we go.
But I would expect that there would be some help. Defensive help, maybe a cornerback added at some point, obviously, and I would think that there'd be an offensive lineman added at some point in time.
A year from now, we want to be doing the show out in Vegas this morning. Because the
are you going to do it there?
Oh, I think we're bringing the show to Vegas. The bosses haven't said we are, but I'm sort of saying it. So we're going to get there. We're going to get to Vegas and see you there for breakfast next year. We'll buy you breakfast.
That'd be great.
All right, buddy.
I look forward to that.
Thanks,
right.
Adam.
Thanks, Jeffy. Have a good one.
Bye bye.
Ben Adams, brought to us by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download America's top-rated sportsbook app.
That was great of Adam to give us a little few minutes here this morning.
Do you buy the? I wanted to ask him, but obviously he's a very busy man this morning. The Aaron Rodgers stuff?
No,
I think it's just posturing to get a new contract.
I don't think Green Bay wants to move him.
Oh, absolutely not. No, they'd be silly to do
that. I think they're saying,
but I do think he wants out.
He really wants out.
Did you see the stat? He's in his 16th season with the Packers. No Packers quarterback has gone past 16 seasons. Both Favre and Starr ended at 16 years.
I told Mike yesterday.
Isn't that bizarre?
I have heard there is not a professional athlete active today that I have heard more crazy stories about than Aaron Rodgers. From people very much in the know. Just that he is just...
strange dude.
That he's not Tom Brady. Like, people are like, well, he's Tom Brady. No, he's not. When Tom Brady comes into your building, Tom Brady transforms your entire organization. From the front office to the scouts to the assistant coaches, he changes the culture of your entire building. Aaron Rodgers, I've been told by more than enough people, drags the building.
Huh.
He can come in and just have it be, he's in a funk.
He's in a mood. He's not a guy who transforms your whole organization. He's not a guy who takes your whole locker room and makes it, wow. He's great. He's a great, great player. Great player.
Yeah, but and that's it.
But he's, yes. You're not getting all the intangible stuff that you get with a guy like a Brady. So, hey, if you need a part for your car, My Auto Store has over 100,000 used parts in stock. Go to myautostore.com and use promo code Fanatic. Save 15% plus get free shipping. Myautostore.com, your used auto parts warehouse. Sixers Hawks tonight, just a reminder, tonight on the Fanatic. So, we have our Beat the Bro contest winner. Jamie, do you want to do the honors of the
winner? I'd love to.
As celebrate that the bro was beaten by many people, but we had a 7-way tie, which meant we had to have a draw for the winner. Who is our winner?
It's a guy I tweet with quite a bit. He's a frequent listener and tweeter of the show. Congratulations, Matthew McGovern of King of Prussia. Nailed the first 7 picks in order.
Okay,
way to go,
really,
Matthew.
That's really good.
That is awesome.
That's very, very
good. So he's got 250.
Like 7 people did that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. That's really good.
He's got $250 coming to him, courtesy of our friends at PropSwap. It's how America buys and sells sports bets. Congratulations. That was a tough draft because you knew there was going to be a lot of trades. You knew the quarterback at 3 was going to dictate the rest of the top 10. And
that's well done, though.
That's good work by Matt McGovern. Well, so congrats.
And the 6 others that happened to lose.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Congratulations.
But nice work, gents. Yeah, which is great. Hopefully a lady, because that's hot.
Hey, could be. Hey.
What?
A lady doing a mock's kind of hot. No?
I guess so.
Whatever you're into, man.
Hey, whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities.
Oh, we're in the trust tree.
Napa goes above and beyond to serve you.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Can I get through this?
Yeah, really,
you guys
Pat?
Are all talking over it.
Nobody's
talking over it. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how.
Yeah, Napa knows what's up.
Napa knows what's up.
Napa's
they
hot.
Do. They do know Mock what's draft. Up. They do know what's up. That was nice, Adam, though. Make a little time for us.
Very cool.
I did see the, that's interesting, though, that, and now another report out of Dallas that, no call from the Giants. I'd want to fire Dave Gettleman today. If I'm the owner, if I'm Mr. Mara, I'm calling Dave Gettleman in today and just saying, Dave, I don't want to distract you on day two of the draft, but what the hell was going on last night that you let the Eagles jump you? Howie Roseman outmaneuvered Dave Gettleman last night. Because if it's true, and again, who knows, ESPN Dallas could be wrong, that no call, there was no conversation about during the draft. It says here clearly, during the draft, there was no conversations between the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys about trading up to get the 10th pick.
Yeah.
So the Giants knew the guy they wanted and let it slip away.
Or maybe they had second thoughts and wanted to pick up all of what they got, which is a first round next year and 2 other picks, a 4th and a 5th.
But here's the problem is they did not know that the Eagles were trading up.
They thought they were going to get Devontae.
They thought they were getting Devontae Smith.
Because they're probably thinking, no way the Cowboys trade.
Right.
And the Cowboys aren't taking a wide receiver because they got 3 of them.
So they're
sitting on their hands going,
wow, I've got this thing.
They can't
thing.
Do that for sitting on their hands. That's a really good point, Bob.
I think they felt that they had this thing.
Yeah, in the bag.
I love it. Dave Gettleman, I would say, you didn't make a call.
Yeah.
You didn't even do a double. Let's cover our bases. Are you sure that you're making
that bet?
You're
positive. Devontae Smith is going to be there.
Oh, my gosh.
And for those that were anti-tank the last game of the year, which became like this big story that was the stupidest thing ever because the game was irrelevant, that tank got you Devontae Smith.
Kept
the Giants out of the playoffs. So,
Hey, Parks Casino Sportsbook app. It's absolutely awesome. Download it at parkscasino.com/PA. And use the promo code Fanatic.
You got to laugh at the Giants when you can, Bob.
Oh, yeah, especially Joe Judge after
last year.
Yeah.
And Joe Judge is what?
Lansdale Catholic. Yeah, I have some friends that grew up with him. So there's a lot of ties.
Good?
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Great dude.
But he's definitely a football meathead. Yeah, and I think his friends would tell him
he's
that.
He's a meathead for the other team, so it's even worse.
He's an enemy now.
He seems like Dan Quinn light to me. Bumper sticker guy. I'm going to come up with all these catchphrases.
He was pretty good last year, though. Really? I mean, for a first year and Daniel Jones, like he got them playing.
What's funny about the Giants, at least to me, everybody seems to forget that they didn't have Saquon Barkley either.
Yeah, and he's back.
He's back, and they just extended him on the 5-year. He's a really good player.
I thought he was a pretty good year one coach.
I think you too.
He did better than expected, I think.
You're all going that one. Okay.
If he wasn't local, we'd rip the hell out of him.
No.
He's local and the family might listen. And
he had Daniel Jones
blah,
on the
vlog.
No, I don't care about that.
He's a meathead D-bag.
Wow. Yeah,
I said it.
Wow.
Oh, you're not going to come in and ruin my kid's Christmas. Oh, football guy.
Yeah, he's a meathead. I don't think he's a D-bag.
I do believe that is something. By the way, I think that is something that has, when a gentleman asked me yesterday what...
He had a crap team on the verge of the playoffs.
What has changed since I left and now come back that I notice? And that is absolutely something that jumps off the page at me. Is just the kinder, softer... They would have killed Joe Judge 25 years ago.
I'm thrilled that his Christmas was ruined because of the Eagles.
What a kill.
People get real harder over
it's now like, well, he's a nice guy.
Thrilled.
I don't know. I'm talking about his coaching.
No, people do that, though.
Well, I mean, I know some guys that grew up with him.
Yeah, I know. It's a very, you know, it's a very,
he's
a
cut from
fuzzy.
Our cloth, you know? Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it.
All I'll say is I didn't think the Giants were going to kind of be in, I mean, they were only 6-10, but... They played better than I think. I don't care who the coach is, if he's from Lansdale Catholic or from, you know, East Jabip. I don't care about that. They played a little bit better than many of us thought last year. I'll give him credit for that.
I really enjoyed hearing him whine like a baby after they missed the playoffs.
And to me,
loved it.
That's where, like, Jamie goes, he's cut from the same cloth.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. That was that press conference.
I guarantee
that
you,
press conference,
he's cut from the same cloth
no,
as us.
Not that day he wasn't. He had a grand opportunity to do it. And instead of saying, we did not take care, it's again, personal responsibility. Start with, if we had won one more game,
sure,
we wouldn't have this situation.
I don't put much stock in press conferences. Like what these coaches.
He was having a meltdown.
I don't care. How do you coach football? That's all I care about.
I wonder if he had won one more game. That's what you lead
with.
Yeah,
if Evan Engram catches the ball in Philadelphia, they're in the playoffs.
That's what you lead with is we win one more game, and next year we're going to win that game. That's how I would have started that. And I said, but let me tell you what I think of what the Eagles did last night. That's different.
Well, I mean,
look in the mirror, Joe. You didn't get the job
critiquing
done.
Critiquing a press conference. I don't really
Well, because
care.
He had a meltdown.
That's what we do.
And that's what we do all the time.
I don't.
We critique every single press conference ever.
I mean, you're calling him a D-bag. I think you sound ridiculous.
Don't ruin my kid's Christmas.
You're
not going to do that.
I don't think we can say the guy's not Philly type or not cut from the same place.
Don't worry. We're not having that conversation.
30 seconds in front of a microphone.
Bob, I think that is a... I honestly, I don't find him... I don't find anything that he goes about.
But if he knows what his locker room is saying, then what? You're playing to your locker room, not us.
I don't find him genuine. I'm going to get in the dog pile with the player. I'm going to do this drill. I find him gimmicky. And that's how I found Dan Quinn to be. And eventually it proved out that the players just tuned it out. They tune that stuff out at the pro level. He better win. He better win fast. And last night, Dave Gettleman did him no favors.
No, he didn't.
Did him no favors at all. I can't believe it.
I thought they were going to take Parsons.
You did really?
Yeah, yeah. You had said that before. Yeah.
I wondered when all I could think of was when the Eagles went to 10, all I could think of was Adam telling us the other day about a team wanting to come up from the 20s. Because we figured it had to be the 20s. Yeah. Well, Bears, but also, too, Washington was making calls.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Washington was not. I would bet you that the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys were not taking calls from the Redskins. I mean, the Washington football team.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Giving them a quarterback.
Their president of football operations had some funny tweets last night.
Right? He's a Daryl Morey-ish.
Yeah, he seemed pretty... It's Jason Wright. He was a former running back in the league. He had a tweet about the Eagles, and he said, I'll just read it. It says, was it unprofessional of me to curse and boo the Philly pick as soon as they traded up? Meaning, I think he thinks Devontae Smith is
huge,
real deal,
yeah.
And I have to deal with him now for probably 8 years or so.
I don't think
I like seeing that.
I can tell you this: if we're just going on talent, Micah Parsons is going to be a pain in the backside to deal with.
I'm convinced he's the best defensive player to come out of this draft.
Same.
He's going to now. Once again, the red flags got a lot of teams scared off of him. I'm reading one thing here off of Pro Football Talk from a couple days ago that there was as many as 8 or 9 teams that did not have him on their board.
Wow.
Would not even consider him.
And yeah, that's what you run into. Yeah.
But Micah Parsons, why do I think we're going to be running into him on a Thanksgiving game?
He's going to be running into Miles Sanders a lot.
Sunday night game. He's a beast.
He's a stud in between the lines.
He's a stud player.
Yeah.
Stud player. And sometimes you wonder, what kind of an idiot were you at 19, 20? And there are a lot of people that really, really change, that really, really do change their lives around and become different individuals.
Sure.
And you miss out on them by saying, you know, I'd
still go by the motto for me, though, that I'll take the guy without the red flag. If they're, you know, as opposed to saying, I know this guy has more talent, but there's a bunch of red flags.
There we go. We got a lot coming up for you in the final hour of the show, including our last qualifier potential and our tele-friend contest. And at 9:45, somebody is going to win that contest. Plus, we look ahead to tonight, a night where Howie Roseman could really change the trajectory of his entire Eagles career. We'll get to that next. It's the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. There are a few things that you can count on when you're talking about Philadelphia after a winter. And these giant potholes, boy, I forgot how wonderful and charming they are. They could swallow up your car, destroy your alignment, those type of things. So you need AAA with you in case you hit one and then you end up on the side of the road. AAA is providing you with 24/7 service and 24/7 peace of mind. So they teamed up with the Flyers to give you an amazing deal for new members only. You got to check it out. You get 50% off at AAA.com/Flyers. That's AAA.com/Flyers. 24/7 service, 24/7 peace of mind. They are always close and they never close. So when I send my daughter out on the roadways, which concerns me, I know that if she ends up with a flat tire or otherwise disabled on the side of the road, she has got AAA being ready to come for her. And they've got car care centers all over the Delaware Valley, too. If there's that little fender bender, you might want to get checked out. So go to AAA.com and find out more. But today, go to AAA.com/flyers and save 50% off your membership. Get on it and tell them John Kincaid sent you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh! It was All-Star Week. Boss worked your butt to the ground. You hate it. Tell him you can take his job and stick it. Because it's ready for the weekend. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. 9 o'clock
hours. John, where'd you come up with that?
9 o'clock hours brought to you by The Bagster. It's a dumpster in a bag. Maybe it was a little real today. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. And for details, go to Bagster.com. I just saw the boss. Boss just came in very well dressed.
Springsteen?
No.
He reminded me there were some Primos in the fridge, so I helped myself.
A breakfast Primo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on today as far as food intake at 9 o'clock in the morning?
A soft pretzel.
I know we're celebrating Skylar's birthday, but soft pretzel, a bag Skylar of popcorn.
Skylar,
yeah,
too.
Happy birthday, Skylar. My 2-year-old, she's the greatest.
That is so awesome.
We're having her favorite sushi tonight. Sushi.
Her favorite sushi.
She loves sushi.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have sushi for dinner tonight also.
Oh, look at us.
Really? Look at you. Oh, I love
sushi. So happy birthday, Skylar. So I've had a bag of Smart Food, a Philly Soft Pretzel Factory.
A bag of Smart Food is popcorn for those
who. Yes. Yeah. And now 2 slivers of turkey Primos.
Is it Primos. Smart to eat popcorn?
He had popcorn and coffee.
No, but I mean, I see Smart Food on it. Is it Smart to eat popcorn?
Yeah, it's not unhealthy.
It isn't? It's not an unhealthy?
Nah, you get these like
butter
pop,
on it.
No,
right?
Yeah, you get those pop chips and all that stuff. Yeah.
Coach is saying yes.
Coach is saying keep
Coach
eating on air because
Coach
he loves when we do that.
Coach, what is it, 7 kernels you're allowed to have?
No, actually,
popcorn for somebody on a diet is pretty good for you.
Yeah,
it's only
exactly.
in a bag.
And it fills you up, right?
Well, a bag of popcorn, like microwave popcorn, is about a cup of kernels, 30 calories, maybe 5 to 6 grams of carbs.
Wait, no. A bag, you mean like the kind you put in the microwave, like one of those big bags?
Yeah, those. The microwave popcorn is about a cup of kernels that they put in there.
Okay.
And one cup of microwave popcorn is only about 30 calories.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, popcorn's good.
Although you can't get the kind then. You can't get the kind that has...
Not the movie theater.
Yeah. All that chemical butters and stuff like that. So
chemicals.
He liked the chemicals. All right, it's time to find our last friend. Friends, how many of us have them? Our last chance to have a qualifier. We're going to have a winner this hour. Last chance. We are looking for John Hummel. John Hummel of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. John, you have until the next commercial break to be our final qualifier.
Hummel figurine, family wealth?
No, I thought Pat was, but then I realized he's not. His mom told me the history. 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. John Hummel of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you are on the clock. And you have our chance to be the final qualifier in our Tell a Friend promotion that has gone on all week long. Next week, Tell an Enema. We'll give somebody the, after that earlier on in the show that was suggested. That was a very funny line.
Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Alex gets credit for that one. Made me laugh all day long.
You were a little aggressive with your somebody needs an enema.
Seriously. Wow. No, but it's just like it's...
I was going to say get like one of those tension balls and squeeze it, but you went straight enema.
No, get enema. Get an enema. Just clean yourself out.
And excited Jamie. Jamie's like, ooh, that sounds like
I would
fun.
Do that. Yeah.
Please stop. Buckling. See, I've got a very taut, bulbous ass.
Did you know that buckling up is the best way to protect yourself and your loved ones in a crash? Drive smart. Buckle up. Be safe, PA. You can learn more at PennDOT.gov/safety. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
So, as we wait for our final qualifier, hopefully we'll come up here. We get ready for second and third round picks tonight. Zach Berman from The Athletic will join us to review the Eagles' performance last night in around 6 minutes.
Nicest guy in Philly media.
Great to have him on. Appreciate that.
And that includes Bob Cooney.
I work hard at it. Oh, Zach.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. Good to have Zach in on that. Wait, so he'll join us.
Hey, he's nicer
the nicest
than
guy
you.
To meet, and he said that Zach's the nicest. So there he is. So he's the nicest.
Yeah.
Second and third round tonight. Again, I really did get a lot of people responded to me on this and got a few emails on it and what we were talking about earlier on saying they don't understand my philosophy of putting a sort of a value of where you would pick position groups. The discussion we had earlier today, people wanted us to expound a little bit more on it. I really don't value safety as a, I think you can get a safety. On the defensive depth chart, I'm not putting safety ahead of D end. I'm not putting it ahead of D tackle. I'm not putting it ahead of linebacker or nose or linebacker. I'm not putting it ahead of corner. I don't think this is like, is this gentleman saying today? He goes, that was a bit of a, he goes, that you're not a hot take guy. He goes, I was a little surprised by that. And I'm like,
well, how many safeties were taken in the first round last night?
Zero.
There you go.
No, but I mean, I don't consider that. Like, to me, safety is bottom of the food chain on the defensive side of the ball.
I think you don't notice bad safety play until it's bad. I think they're kind of a nice safety blanket for not a luxury, but you don't have to be great to be good. Like, you just have to not screw up. I don't know if I'm making sense.
I got to tell you this, because I think this is incredibly, like, to me, this just seems 1 + 1 = 2. I've got 5 emails on this from our earlier conversation about the depth chart. And gentlemen, we got a couple people here saying that safety would be in their top 3.
No, DN and D tackle are more important. I think cornerbacks
might more important.
Oh, absolutely. I would even put linebacker ahead of him.
A linebacker I'd put ahead of him.
Here's
especially
where
with all the short passing game.
The Eagles don't, but in today's game with the tight ends, yeah.
Yeah, with the D-line, with the Eagles specifically. Are you talking to Eagles specifically or in
I'm
general
in
you would
general,
rather?
Okay. I'm drawing it.
Roster construction.
Yes, I agree with you.
Safety's like bottom of the barrel on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of people, and I'm saying we must be saying something that a lot of people either disagree
because
with.
Because I think that's what they're equating it to. I think they're equating it to the Eagles and not generality.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm thinking. Because if for the Eagles for this year, I'm going safety before D-line. This year, draft.
This year.
Yeah, so I wonder if some of the people that are disagreeing with you, John,
I'm just saying it's going to be the, any year.
No, it's a normal year. I'm doing lines and working out.
It might be because two of the emailers here as I'm scrolling through say, John, two words for you. Brian Dawkins, a guy I know you respect. I'm like, you're understanding. Brian Dawkins, yes, he is an amazing, amazing talent, and he was. But on the defensive depth chart, first of all, I don't see a Brian Dawkins.
No. Well, and to that point, think about how many safeties are in Canton.
Yep.
10, 11? Like, there's really like not that many. So that tells you. And like, I just pulled up the, basically the salary allotment of positions on SpotTrack.
This is good. Okay.
And it doesn't classify exactly by, it just does defensive backs, so it lumps safeties in with that. But here's the teams that spend the most on this year on defensive backs. The top five are the Patriots, Dolphins, Washington Football Team, Giants, Bengals, Ravens.
I'll tell you this, I usually love the Ravens defense.
But those, the Ravens are cornerbacks.
Correct.
They're not safeties.
Yes.
They stocked up on corners. So it's tough to tell, but most teams don't invest a lot of money in safety. You can find a guy like Anthony Harris, like the Eagles just did.
My brother-in-law? No, different.
But like on a one-year type of deal. I mean, you know, Rodney McLeod didn't cost you a ton, and he's been really solid. It's an easy-ish position to find.
Oh, gosh. Let me just check here. Is Jim on our YouTube channel in the comments section here says, Brian Dawkins made us love safeties.
Yes.
So he thinks that's
totally.
And two of the people mentioning Brian Dawkins in the email, I guess that's where they...
Yeah.
They're equating this with Brian Dawkins. I'm not discounting Brian Dawkins, but if I'm creating a deep... I've got an organization... I'm running the Packers. I'm running the Rams. I'm running the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Safety's low down on my
party. Sure. I mean, this kid Moreg from TCU is definitely worthy of consideration if he's there tonight at 37.
Yeah.
But you don't
can't take a safety at 37.
I'd rather take Asante Samuel Jr. or JOK or one of those guys if he's there than a safety, because I think in the third round there's going to be a couple safeties you can grab.
By the way, Trent is a Florida State fan and listens to the show every day. Hello, Trent. We appreciate
Trent. Let me guess. He's out on Asante?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he believes. He said, John, I hear your analysis on Asante Samuel Jr. I believe he was absolutely betrayed by that horrible defensive push that they got up front.
Sure.
And he said, you can only ask your corners to cover for so long.
Five seconds.
And
after that, it's tough.
Said it was just not, he says it's that wouldn't be fair for him. So.
Yeah, if a quarterback's got 6-7 seconds, he's going to pick anybody apart.
He better.
How
much time? You got the wrong guy.
Or he's Carson Wentz. Hey.
Yeah, then you'd be into some real problems.
I'm sorry.
There.
I mentioned his name.
Yeah, don't mention his name.
I'm sorry.
It sort of brings the room down.
Yeah, I know it did. It sucked the air out of
it
here.
It does. It sort of brings the room down.
Yeah, I hope he punched a hole in his wall last night when the Eagles picked.
I don't think he did that. Let's go to the Comcast Business Hotline. Don't just bounce back, bounce forward. Zach Berman joining us from The Athletic. How are you, Zach?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, day after... Zach, we talked about it all morning. It appears that 4 weeks ago when Howie Roseman made the trade from 6 to 12, and then even last night, at least for the 2021 draft, he's off to a masterful start.
Yeah, I'll frame it this way. If you told me on January 4th, the morning after the season ended, that the Eagles would take Devontae Smith with the number 6 pick, I would say that's a fine outcome. To get Devontae Smith and then also have an additional 2022 first-round pick, I'd say that's a very good outcome. Now, I think within itself, getting Smith is good. The only the thing I would kind of push back on, or the reservation I have, is that they made this pick with Justin Fields on the board. So you have to be convinced that either Jalen Hurts is going to be a better quarterback than Justin Fields, or not sure on Justin Fields to pass on a quarterback when you're not sure you have one. But within itself, I think Devontae Smith is a really good pick, and I think the process was good for the Eagles as well.
Zach, how much of this pick last night was laid out kind of in their itinerary and it played out perfectly, or how much of it was maybe, you know, last minute just, all right, we got to do this, we got to do that because of who went?
Well, I do think that when they traded back to 12 and they added picks, they knew they could be nimble. They knew they could move up. And so certainly when you saw the board
shake out the way it did and quarterbacks drop. I think the Eagles thought quarterbacks were going to go earlier, and a player like Smith or a player like Surtain or a player, like J.C. Horn might be falling them to 12 when it appeared that wasn't likely. Then the question is, do you jump up to get your guy, or do you sit at 12 and see what would happen? And if you have conviction about the player and you have the flexibility to move up, then go get the player. So I understand why they did it. As far as I'm not sure they went the night thinking they would have to trade up for Devontae Smith, but I think when they saw the way the board was shaking, they knew if they wanted their guy, they had to go get him.
Tell us what they're going.
Zach, do you believe in that building they're sticking to their board now and maybe listening to the scouts more? Do you think there's been a realization after the last three drafts that something had to change and do something different?
Good question. I certainly think their process has improved, and you know, time will tell whether there was a consensus. Everyone always loves to pick the day after. I also think it's easier to kind of find agreements when you're picking a guy at number 10 than a guy at number 21. That being said, you bring up a good point, and it's hard to find anyone who would look at Devontae Smith and say, I have an issue with the player. The only issue you can find is that from a historical perspective, there's not much precedent for a player sub 170 pounds to be really productive. But you're also looking at elite production, the best conference in college football. So I would imagine this is a pick that the scouting staff, the coaching staff, the analytics staff, we're all in agreement on the player.
Zach, I need you to do a little bit of a deep dive on some of the intelligence you've already gathered on Jonathan Gannon. And can it give us any little insight or take us behind the curtain as to what he may be prioritizing if he has people's ears as far as putting this things together for tomorrow, for tonight, for rounds 2 and 3?
Sure. Good question. And I'm still learning more about Gannon, so I would preface what I'm saying that you know, this is all preliminary. This is all based on things that you're hearing. But I think a lot of people have looked at what the Colts ran the past 3 years and wondering if that's what the Eagles are going to run. And I think you should look more at what the Vikings do and at what Mike Zimmer has done and that kind of being the model. So when you see those Vikings defenses, I think that's more comparable to what the Eagles would do. So when you're looking at what players they might be available for, I would look at the Vikings scheme, look at the way they use their corners, look at the way they use their linebackers, look at the way they use their edge rushers, and say that will more likely be the model for the Eagles.
Zach, who is Zach Ertz going to be playing for next year?
Not the Eagles.
Okay, oh, okay. There it is. That's
there it
the
is. That's
okay.
The one, right?
Yeah. I don't know. And this has lingered, right? This is...
Yeah.
You know, I think the Eagles would like it if some of these tight ends go to teams that might not need tight ends and teams that need tight ends are more inclined to make a trade for Ertz. But I thought it was going to happen earlier in free agency. And you saw some of those chairs get filled. If some of those teams that are in the market for a tight end get the players they want tonight, it's going to be harder to find a landing spot. I still think Zach Ertz plays elsewhere, but the Eagles are going to need some things to go their way to get the price that they want.
All right, Zach, get out your crystal ball. You can give me the player if you want, but at pick 37 tonight, what position are they going to be targeting?
There we go.
I'm still going with Asante Samuel Jr.
Hell yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense from a playing style perspective, from a value perspective. Now, you would wish that the size was a little better. That being said, that's why you're having the conversation at 37 as opposed to 12. But he can step in and be a top three corner for you from day one. He has upside. So I would look at that. I also wouldn't rule out a trade down if they want to try to add that third round pick that they lost last night and the board looks pretty jumbled. Going down, you know, 15 spots or so, adding a third rounder, that might be appealing to them. And then also, if there's a guy you expected to go Thursday night who's sitting there at 37, and that's comparable to what it was with Zach Ertz back in 2013, the Eagles didn't think he would be there at pick 34. So whether you're looking at Owusu Koramara, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, from Notre Dame, Christian Barmore, the Philly guy who just absolutely lit up the national championship game, there were going to be options at 37. So that's why I think that's a particularly valuable pick, and they'll have flexibility. I don't think they need to push a position. If they push a corner because that's a need and it doesn't match the value, that's problematic. They can get a first round caliber player at 37.
Before I let you go, Zach, do you believe at any time last night there was a consideration as quarterbacks slipped, Fields, you know, Mac Jones, that they would in any way have contemplated drafting a quarterback?
It is a fascinating question. I can't tell you definitively. I would speculate the answer is no, because when they traded down from 6 to 12, I think that's them conceding that they're not in love with the quarterback options that were there. Now, if it was me, if I was running the board, I would have taken Justin Fields last night, because I think Justin Fields is a better prospect than Jalen Hurts. I would rather have Justin Fields as my quarterback going forward.
You know where the draft is next year? Vegas.
Is it back in Vegas?
Yeah, it's in Vegas next year. According to Jamie, it's in Vegas.
Yeah. You can quote me on that.
Draft in Vegas. I think Zach Berman hanging out with us in Vegas, I think this could be really a good possibility. What do you think?
Sign me up.
There you go. All right, there we go. I'm just trying to line up all my ducks in a row as I approach management. Great job, Zach. Appreciate it, buddy.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. See you, buddy.
Zach Berman joined us on the Comcast Business Hotline, where you don't just bounce forward. Don't just bounce back, bounce forward.
There you go.
That's what you're trying to do. Try to bounce back after COVID, but you want to bounce forward.
And check out Zach on The Athletic. I think
he's fantastic.
Some of the best Eagles coverage in town right there with those guys.
Yeah, he is phenomenal.
I love the, we're still looking for John Hummel.
Come on, John.
We don't want you to just be, now I'm all stuck on the figurine thing. We don't want you to just be.
Hummels have died. The market for Hummels has died.
Are the Hummels stackable?
No, they're like they're like the porcelain German figures. My mom's got a ton of them.
The hell's a Hummel?
They used to be worth a lot of money.
They used to, like, it's a collectible thing.
Like, my generation isn't in on Hummels, so the market's just kind of
so died.
What generation is? Younger than you or older?
Older than me.
Grandma stuff?
Now. Like, my grandmom gave them to my mom. And
she didn't get rid of them?
She still got them.
She wanted
them. I said, why don't you try and sell them? And she said, there's no market for them anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
Is it like, do you have anything that there's a market for? Like Beanie Babies or something
like
that?
We found a box of my sister's old Beanie Babies.
I think there's a market for those.
I think Coach collects them. I think he's got the Princess Diana one that's worth big bucks.
Oh, I think he does too.
Yeah.
The Princess
Diana
one?
He's a big Beanie Baby guy.
He's got Beanie Baby collection?
No, he's a Pez dispenser man.
He does the Pez dispenser.
He does have that also.
I found my Pogs collection recently. I don't think I can get much for that.
What are Pogs?
But do you remember they're like stackable cardboard chips, and you throw the slammer on them, and then they explode, and whatever was face up, you collect?
They were created in Hawaii with bottle caps?
No.
They were.
Well, no, I never did.
That's a true story.
It was a fun grade school game.
Pogs.
And you'd have a tube of Pogs.
Yeah, they were big in the 90s.
Did you ever pitch pennies?
No, I never pitched pennies.
Bob, you pitch pennies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pennies.
I'll bring Pogs in, Bob.
We used to pitch baseball cards.
Right, pitch baseball cards.
Yeah, we pitch baseball cards, pennies.
Do you ever put your baseball cards in your spokes?
Oh, well, yes. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I usually use my bad Phillies cards for that.
There were
a lot of bad Phillies cards.
Yeah. Steve Jeltz got the spokes.
Jerry Martin, back in the day, used to get...
Willie Montanez.
So many bad Phillies.
I told you my story about Willie, right? I had a neighbor's father, a friend's father, took us to a Phillies game. He was in sales there, and we went through the locker room, and Willie was smoking a cigarette. I thought I was going to go to my knees and cry.
Why? Because he was smoking a cigarette?
Yes, it was an athlete smoking a cigarette. I was so upset.
Dude, do you want to...
I know they I was a kid.
Statute of limitations. One of the greatest flyers of all time. His name's in the rafters. Mark Howe. Mark Howe would drag two or three cigarettes during
sure he wasn't alone.
Between periods.
That's crazy.
And then he'd play of the 20 minutes of the period. He'd probably log Keenan have him out there 10, 11 minutes of the period. And they're smoking during the intermissions.
And
how
upset.
Do they do it, though?
They're freaks.
Freaks of nature.
They're the top 1% athletes in the world.
And they're, you know,
they're
brought
different.
Brought to you by Marlboro Light.
Yeah.
Whatever at that point. Or Marlboro Reds.
P-Funk. Marlboro Lights.
All right. We will mention our winner. Coming up, we're going to have our winner in our Tell a Friend contest, which was a big success. I think we had six qualifiers. So that's a big success. You missed out, John Hummel. You could have won a fantastic prize. Who wins it? We'll have more coming up. Plus, we will go in the crystal ball and think about what's coming up in second and third round picks tonight. Plus, Sixers and the Hawks, too, as they try to grab that number one seed. It's the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic.
Hey, guys, it's Friday morning after a week of games at the ballpark, and that means it's time for me to award the official Pierce Phelps Bryant Whatever It Takes Award to the Phillies player who did whatever it took during this week to help the club win. Well, this week, Jamie, we're going to give that award to... Yeah, you got no guesses on this, do you? Who? Howie Rosen, he doesn't play for the Phillies. Now this week, we're going to give it to none other than the richest player on the team. That's right, Bryce Harper. His bat has continued to stay hot. He's even made some plays in the field. Although he took a ball off the face the other night, he's still out there getting it done for the Phillies. And just like Bryce Harper, your Pierce Phelps Bryant heating and air conditioning contractor will do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable when you're watching the game from your couch this summer. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant contractor near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant, whatever it takes.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hope your Friday has went well. Honestly, I don't know how we got through it with all the energy that we had.
Oh, I'm going to crash and burn at 10 o'clock.
Okay,
drugs.
That's the least. And you have a 2-year-old's birthday today.
I told Addie, my wife, that I'm going to need a little nap.
Time?
I'm going to nap when she naps, but I'm hoping to go down earlier because I am dead.
Who put you
down?
I put myself down like a big boy.
Do you?
I'm a big boy.
Attaboy. Proud of you.
I found, Bob, that's the do not take a nap has become the new strategy.
Yeah, that's better for you.
But Fridays
are
different.
What was your number last night?
55.
Well, that's bad.
It was only slept for 55.
But you're going to be up till 3 a.m. watching the draft because, you know, that's what they do in the
56.
NFL.
56.
That's a bad score for you. I'm thoroughly disappointed in you right now.
My scouting report.
I want to punch you above the shoulders.
But for the week, 77, 76, 71, 76, 84, 71, 56. I want to know what the 84 brought on. But I plan on.
No one cares.
You had a visit to the family this weekend, right?
Yes,
maybe you were tired.
Maybe that could have been. That was late. 5 days later. Though,
have we noticed 84. Anything different about John when he goes and when the family either comes in or he goes out? Because I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
We were hoping maybe it would do something to
Sheldon's
you.
I think Sheldon's the same.
Yeah.
I think Sheldon is the same.
Okay.
I think he functions at one level.
I think maybe we need to have a talk with Christina.
Sheldon.
I'll let you have that one, Bob.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
We'll let Egan do it.
Good luck. We're all counting on you. You know, you may not always need a new water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White water heaters. Absolutely fun. The first All-Star Day, though, absolutely fantastic.
They are. That is a great, great day.
I mean, it was absolutely awesome.
I got done. I was on with Anthony until 3, and I didn't leave for an hour later just because it was so much fun being here. We just all sat around talking, and I just missed you coming back in to go on with Mike, so I heard you on with him.
I saw you peeling out of the parking lot. I think you may have known I was coming.
Yeah. Oh, did I just miss you guys?
No, Bob peeled out.
Oh.
We're talking about.
You guys had a nice lunch.
Yesterday
we did nice
afternoon.
On Bong Boulevard. Bob was over on Bong Boulevard.
I was, yeah. I was in here eating Pagano's till I regretted it.
You had good, yes.
I couldn't stop myself yesterday. It was bad.
Well, Pagano's is
no different, it looks like.
Pagano's is a little difficult to pass
say
up.
No to. Yeah, it was good to see Matty Pagano in here yesterday.
That was weird, though. I hope to see more of him in this building very soon.
I think you will.
I think. It was interesting, though, seeing the youngsters. We went to a local watering hole. Pat knows McCluskey's.
I do.
We went, you know, right next to Nudie's. And so we went to McCluskey's yesterday.
Never been there.
Great water. You've never ever walked
into McCluskey's? No, I'm not a bar guy.
Bar's too good food.
It's a fun place to hang, and they have good food in there.
I don't get invited out much.
How about a patty? How about
I invited you yesterday.
How about the patty melt?
That's a good item.
You like those? Yeah. How about a patty melt with brisket?
Sure.
Okay, they got one.
You have my attention.
They have one. Well, they have one. So a patty.
Yes, please.
We get, if McCluskey's put it as the Patty Egan melt.
Well, now we're partying.
See, now you can maybe get
now I'm taking my pants off.
But it was, I felt it was weird, though, the young Tyler and Connor came with us.
Yes, you thought that was weird?
No, the youngsters didn't looked a little out of place in a tap room like tavern.
You make people feel uncomfortable.
I mean, they're young. They're just young. Well, the table next to us made me feel young. Those guys that were having the board meeting next to us. I felt like
The older couple?
No, the gang of like eight guys that were eating lunch.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, they
looked
like...
I thought it was like the set of Cocoon.
It was different.
They were solving every problem on the main line.
Oh, of course. And they probably do it every day.
They were solving every problem.
I want to be a part of a crew one day.
This is a crew.
Lunch like three or four times a week.
They look like a fun crew.
Yeah, golf the other day.
But it was like Connor had the ripped jeans.
Yeah.
In the McCluskeys.
They were very ripped, too.
They're really ripped.
They were, like, obnoxiously ripped.
I'm seeing, like, come on now.
And you know he bought them pre-ripped.
I hope he's feeling better. I hope he is, too,
as I rip him.
Hope he is feeling a little bit better.
I felt bad because there was an older couple sitting next to us.
Oh.
And somebody in our group was telling a funny story and dropped an F.
Oh.
And the lady, like, daggers with her eyes.
Did you turn around and apologize?
I don't think it was me, was it? I don't think it was me.
Well, I don't know.
I think somebody said it, and I saw her give it the old...
Oh, boy.
And I went...
I don't know who that was. I'm not sure who that was. That's not good.
I was going to send over a beer, but...
Jamie, let's have a crystal ball. Second round. All we're doing right now is saying second round pick will be A, and third round pick will be A. It's a little game we're playing. The second round pick will be a quarterback. Third round pick will be a running back. That's the type of game we're playing.
Sure.
No names. Second round, third round tonight will be
cornerback in the second round. I do believe they're going to get Asante Samuel Jr.
No names, just the position.
I know. He doesn't listen.
It's the only cornerback around there that's worth taking.
Go on.
Third round will be a linebacker.
Corner linebacker. Bob, how does it go?
I'll go second round linebacker.
Ooh.
Third round cornerback.
I will go off the board and go second round cornerback, third round offensive lineman. Pat?
Second round quarterback.
Third round quarterback.
Factory.
It's a factory.
We're going with the factory.
All right.
I will go second round safety, third round cornerback.
Wow. He's going safety in the second round.
Interesting.
I tell you, there are a lot of people who are...
That would be Trayvon Moehrig, because there's nobody else around here that's worth taking that
Can't
early.
Can't you get Moehrig, though? Couldn't you... Did you notice, though, something? Adam Schefter and Zach Berman both talked about trading back in the second round.
Yeah,
both mentioned.
They might want to recoup that third if they can. There's enough good players on the board here that you probably could do it, because there's some safeties that are later second-round picks that are... pretty damn good. I love this kid Andre Sisco from Syracuse. There's some cornerbacks you could get later.
I remember hearing Mike Mayock talk about, Jamie, there's a first round and then there's the first round.
Mm-hmm.
There's a first round, then there's the first round. So
I'd prefer to stay at the top and get a higher pedigree player.
Do you believe, though, in the second round that still applies? There's a second round and then there's the second round.
Yeah, I do.
So you do.
I think there's like five or seven names on here that are elite second round players, and then there's the second round.
I thought top 12 was foolproof last night.
Yeah, like JOK is the cream of the crop of this second round. Somebody's going to get a winner here.
Why wouldn't Urban Meyer take him?
I didn't get the Travis Etienne pick from him at all.
Why wouldn't Urban Meyer take him?
Because I want Zach Ertz.
Unless he's so offensive minded.
Zach Ertz thing.
Hey, he's a quarterback's best friend.
Nobody around the NFL is talking about Zach Ertz but us.
Well, he'll be a Saturday trade.
Yes, if that comes about.
But if they're listening to this show,
yeah,
and they probably are, all of a sudden some GM is like, wow. I need to get in on that Zach Ertz stuff.
How many GMs are monitoring us right now? I think many GMs were monitoring us. Then they saw Jamie's final mock draft, and then they said, "This kid's throwing it."
Urban's too busy getting the skeletons out of his closet to listen this morning.
Believe me, there's more. There's more. There's more.
There's always more with Urban.
About tonight?
Yeah.
Sante would be fun.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The first thing John and I talked about today when we were walking in together before we were on air, he said, Asante Samuel Jr., nah, I just don't think so. He did play for a bad team, and they were really, really hard to watch. And he's of the smaller end, and it is a name that we all know, and we all loved Asante Samuel when he was here. I'm not excited by him either.
So PFF, and look, PFF, leave it or take it, and their grades. They had Patrick Surtain, for instance, as an 87 grade. They have Asante Samuel Jr. as an 85.5.
Okay.
So,
I know,
take it or leave it, Surtain, but he rates well.
Surtain played on a defense where there were playmakers on the edges, there were playmakers up the middle,
exactly.
Playmakers at every level.
Mm-hmm.
He was alone.
He's probably the only defensive player from Florida State to get drafted.
And I'm not good enough to be able to tell you that. Oh well, his technique.
I can't either.
I don't know that stuff.
So Egan said something funny. Oh, quarterback. Do the Eagles take a quarterback in this draft?
No.
No, I'm not saying tonight.
No.
Yes.
Not at all.
Yes.
No. They very well could.
They'll take one late.
You mean a third day? Saturday afternoon.
A Clayton Thorson. Andy Hall.
Want to be quarterback factor.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I wonder if
like, if Kyle Trask is there in the third round.
That's the name I have right in my head. Kyle Trask is there in the fourth round?
Yeah, like, they'd consider it.
I'm going to tell you this. And, again, I don't know technique. I'm not a quarterback coach. I'm just going to tell you that Kyle Trask, above anybody in all of college football last year, was sitting in he had a horseshoe up his backside with what Florida had offensively.
Oh, yeah. He was throwing to Tony Pitts.
Tony was made to be. And like, here's what I'm dreaming about today. How much better could Jalen Reagor be today because of the arrival of Devontae
Smith? Oh, it's huge for him.
It's huge. It really is.
It's huge.
There was nobody. It left him exposed last year because as he's learning a position, Jalen Reagor didn't have anybody to take the heat off of him.
With no training camp, coming off an injury.
Correct.
Like, it was just stacked against him last year.
And we are all in agreement. We all believe he's going to take a distinct step.
And Devontae will help him take that step.
Devontae Smith takes it. That does.
Oh, no question. It's like the spacing the Sixers get with shooters.
Exactly.
Right? You have a guy that can catch the ball in stride and make you plays. Once you realize that with Devontae Smith or design plays, I think it opens up something all new for Jalen Reagor.
Here's the only, there are quarterbacks that I would take above their thing. I'm looking at my list here. So if I was looking at quarterbacks that are still on the board, because Pat's got me spooked now with the factory.
Don't let him get in your head. It's a scary place.
No.
It's got to be someone from North Texas that's real sexy.
How about Texas? Sam Ellinger.
You could get him late. You could get him round four or later.
Saturday. No, you get him Saturday
easily,
pick.
Right. Yeah.
Saturday pick.
I have
Sam Ellinger. I would tell you Sam Ellinger battles, but he also was not doing it with the surrounding cast.
Sure.
So I have the best
quarterbacks available from Mel Kiper. Number one on the board, Davis Mills from Stanford. Number two, Kyle Trask from Florida.
Okay.
Number three, Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. Jamie Newman from Georgia.
Hello, Newman.
And then Ian Book from Notre Dame. Felipe Franks, Arkansas. And then Sam Ellinger.
Jamie Newman. Jamie Newman quit. Don't want him.
Ian Book kind of intrigues me as a career backup kind of guy.
Might be. Jamie Newman was a quitter. And I can tell you that there was a locker room of people that
didn't appreciate that.
Well, he quit because he was at Wake Forest, so he was free to be a graduate transfer. He transferred to the University of Georgia to play for Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart had an opportunity to then sign JT Daniels because JT Daniels wanted to get out of USC and wanted to come to Georgia. So when the minute that JT Daniels got signed, he just did the a Carson Wentz. He's threatened. And he would have been the quarterback last year for Georgia. JT Daniels was coming off an injury. It would have been his job to have. And he quit. He quit on them.
That's not
good. So I don't want, I pass. I pass on that DNA.
I don't hate the idea of taking one on Saturday.
No, but not that guy.
That's no, yeah.
You do need a backup.
By the way.
Well, you got Joe Flat.
Dwan Mathis.
I'm pumped.
Is now our Temple quarterback.
I'm pumped.
I'm really excited.
Deuce.
Really excited that he's there. He is a fantastic, fantastic young man. Overcame some health issues. And he could be the best quarterback we've seen at Temple in a long time. Long time?
Me and you might be going to a game.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You got a great shooting guard coming in, and Zach Hicks, too, for your basketball team.
See, though, the football team, the problem is, Bob, is that the football team has done a better job of sort of delivering to me all these promise that I hear than the basketball program has in quite a while.
Zach Hicks.
So I'm a little...
just remember the name.
Okay, Zach Hicks. I'm a little thing. All right, we get to the Telefriend Grand Prize Giveaway. All right. And I want Bob Cooney,
yes,
the master of integrity, to be the person that makes the pick out of all of our qualifiers.
Ah, I get to do it?
Yes.
Hold it up high, coach. Well, he's dropping
names. How'd you do that? How does he drop names out of the box?
He's a name dropper.
Oh, there we go. All right, Bob, pick us our winner.
Name dropper.
From everyone.
All right, here we go. And the winner is...
the winner of our Telefriend Grand Prize Giveaway.
Oh!
We've got two winners.
We spoke to him today.
You're kidding me.
I kid you not. Marcelo Affitt from Levittown, PA.
He's a winner.
Nominated by Zach Ketchum.
Wow.
So, Marcelo Affitt, you are our winner. Tell him, John.
And Zach. So, Marcelo and Zach, both the winners. What do they get? They both get a 24-hour rental of a Slingshot Autocycle from Philly Slingshot Rentals. They both get a night out in the town in a chauffeured Rolls Royce, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals. For rentals of Lamborghini to Ferrari, Bentley, Rolls, Mercedes, and more, visit them at ImagineLifestyles.com. Plus, they each get $250. Plus, they each get a Mishka's vodka bundle of three, which includes the premium vodka, the Mishka's honey vodka, and a bottle of Mishka's cranberry vodka. That is fantastic. By the way, that was a Coach Eric Camille production. This Telefriend, I think, a high success.
Way to go.
I think, Coach, that gets...
way to go, Coach.
Highly successful. You know what I liked about it? It was a week.
Week-long event.
It was a week-long event.
Yes.
So you didn't have to have everybody buy in for weeks upon weeks that created a sense of urgency. Coach thought that was an excellent job. Maybe we could do that again.
Coach can pull things off like no one knows.
He really does.
He does.
And he really does. He does a fantastic job. Coach doesn't get enough praise around here. Mostly from Pat. He doesn't get any.
Oh, that weird Beanie Baby collection he's got. People talk really about weird. It.
And the Taylor Swift poster
Pez,
in his office.
The Pez dispensers, do you think... if you woke up passed out and then you were chained up in the basement, do you think the Pez dispensers are all on the wall looking at you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're looking at you.
I hope he brings one in on Monday and he claps with a Tweety Bird arms at you and throws you off your game.
I would like, not like the...
Coach, what did you say is your best Pez dispenser?
JFK Jr., right?
No, Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's right, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, we looked it up. It's worth like a grand.
Yeah, something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Coach, come on now.
You could have sold that and bought a Peloton.
I didn't know it was worth a grand. Well.
Okay, sell it.
There in a couple days.
Here's what you know. Sell it.
You can get a case of Ménage à Trois.
Sell it.
No,
I just don't
hold on to it.
Sell it.
Yeah.
What if when Cam becomes a big soccer star, he doesn't put you on the payroll? You may need this money.
Yeah.
What if he decides to just go off with some European supermodel and dad is an afterthought?
If he does that, God bless him.
Good on you, kid.
Yes, I got to tell you, of all the athletes, the soccer guys,
they
really do very well for themselves, and they're sort of the...
And golfers.
Oh, golfers, absolutely.
Golfers do well for themselves.
Yeah, they do well for themselves.
Yeah, they do okay.
They do well. All right, there is a... If there was a name you could put in a hat, other than Asante Samuel Jr., because I think we're all sort of stuck on that. If there was some name that you think would be that we could name today that would be picked by Monday for the Philadelphia Eagles, what's a name?
Jeremiah Owusu-Karamoah. That's your biggest wish. Is that a guy that you honestly think that they might get?
Do you think they could get? Because I don't know how...
I don't know the linebacker depth charts of the...
I'm reading enough people here saying that there isn't a depth chart in the NFL linebackers
that he wouldn't be on a starting depth
chart. Yeah,
so
he's that
nobody's
good.
Nobody's giving that.
You only
pick
have
away.
To. You only have to slip four picks.
Yeah, but nobody's giving that pick away.
All right, I got it.
Okay, is there a name for you, Bob?
Yeah, Christian Barmore. I'm going to go.
Newman Gretti's finest.
Yeah. See, Christian Barmore's a great name.
Yeah.
That is a really, really great name.
And they do love their D-tackles. Yes. Howie Roseman loves D-tackles.
And again.
And he showed up on the biggest stage.
The good teams never have enough.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Barmore dominated that championship game.
He did.
He's a beast.
He absolutely
I personally did. Wouldn't because the two D-tackles you have are here for another 2 years, so I feel like you can address the youth there.
Thing is, though, what do you want in a D-tackle rotation? Like, I mean, how many guys do you want to have? Don't you want to have
four
minimum?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't think they've
I
got...
wouldn't hate Barmore. I just would address other needs.
Bob, I sort of like that name. That was where I was sort of leaning to. That I was like, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be best available there tonight.
I want Asante.
I want JOK and then Asante.
Yeah,
but I don't think you get JOK.
You're not getting JOK.
I know how much you enjoy this stuff, cuz. And Asante Samuel Jr., I always look at it is that I don't... He never jumped off the page watching Florida State football to me because Florida State's defense was so bad.
They were horrible.
They were horrible, and he was left out there.
Exactly.
Hung out to dry.
Exactly.
Little Ant could have gotten a better pass rush than Florida State.
What are the football people saying about him that makes it such a no-brainer?
No, they love him. They love him. Good athlete. He's a good kid. He's smart. You know, they think he's powerful. Yeah. No, they love him. Teams like him a lot.
Now, the only thing I worry about is...
Well,
He'd come to town and people would be calling him Samuels. Again.
That's all right. That's what we do. That's what we do.
The pluralization of names that aren't plural.
Frank Sirianni is a little get him on track.
Devonte, not Devonta.
Oh my gosh. Devonte. Devonte. It's not Devonta. Devonte. I love that pick, though. At 10. I mean, like it in the double digits. I didn't like it at 6.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
didn't
I
like it at 6.
Listen, Howie
aced it.
He aced it. Masterful. He was masterful.
He aced it.
I mean,
even the haters have to give him credit last night.
Yes. Yeah, it was great.
What are the now? Are you? I'm looking at this draft though tonight and saying second round should be if you stay at 6 in the second round, it's foolproof.
Yeah, exactly.
I see 8 names. Yep. I see 8 names that are like foolproof, so you can't mess that one up.
No, I think they will. I mean, this is where you really make your draft. Like, everybody's going to hit.
2 and 3 is it.
You know, everybody's going to hit your first round. 2, 3, 4 is how you build a roster, right? So, you know.
What would be your strategy going in, Ant, for 2, 3, and 4? Is it, because I said
position
they need so much, I would do best available almost all the time. Or are you looking
board,
more?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going best available then?
I'm going my board, yeah.
Okay. Well, if that means, because I said tonight, we said second and third, what would it be? And I believe it's going to be corner, offensive lineman. Because I'm looking at that third round, there's a lot of offensive line talent that seems to fall in that late second early fourth, that it's going to be territory.
That's right. And that's where you're taking all your guards. That's where all that talent,
beef,
guys who aren't tackles, is, you know, you're going to use in the third round, fourth round. So, yeah, I could totally see them taking the guard.
And I'd be fine with it.
But like to Bob said, like they need a lot, right?
Yeah, so, there's a lot to be okay with.
You know, that's why you got to go, you gotta follow your board, man. I mean, it sounds cliche, but it's true.
3 number one picks next year.
Yeah.
And you won't be in Vegas, right, for the draft with us?
You
want to go draft right in
Come
Vegas?
On, we're all going.
Okay, good. Okay, we're going.
I'm going.
I don't know if the boss has already penciled it in, but it's penciled in.
No, we're going.
Three number ones. We got to be there.
Chances are they're going to be picking high, so, you know.
It could be dramatic.
Yeah, we got to go there.
Franchise changing. There you go.
Changing. No, listen,
that was fun yesterday.
It was great. That was so much fun.
We'll go to Batista's Hole in the Wall. Have you ever been?
I have, yes.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
If we go, we'll all do all the shows.
Yes.
Right?
It'll be All Star Weekend out there.
All Star in Vegas.
On hallucinogenics.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that. Even though they did turn the McDonald's right off the strip into a drive through dispensary now.
Cool.
Yeah, they did. Old McDonald's. Yeah.
Old McDonald had his weed.
It's a McDonald's.
Yeah.
You drive by it, it looks like a McDonald's, but it's for weed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now you see, there you go.
It's the happiest place on earth.
Right near where the Pawn Stars are. All right, thanks, Pat. Thanks, Coach. You guys did a great job this week. Connor, feel better. Mike, our director on YouTube and Twitch, you kicked backside this week. And for Jamie and for Bob, I'm John. Don't miss Cuz Radio coming your way next. And then the Mike Missinelli Show. Stay with us all weekend long here in the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.